This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. What are 400,000 kids going to do in Chicago today? They won't go to class. Their teachers are on strike. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live outside of high school.
No teachers will be walking through the doors here at Roberto Clemente High School on Chicago's west side. The union and the school board are closer to an agreement on pay, but at odds on teacher evaluations and job security. So, no contract. Union President Karen Lewis.
And until there is one in place that our members will accept, we will be on the line.
Mayor Rahm Emanuel says teachers and students should be in the classroom.
This is a strike of choice. And because of how close we are, it is a strike that is unnecessary.
140 schools will be open, serving breakfast and lunch, and some churches will be holding day camps. Dave?
Jennifer, President Obama says his rival has a math problem.
It was like 2 + 1 = 5.
Rallying in Florida, saying Mitt Romney's tax cut plan doesn't add up and would make the deficit worse. The Republican counters on NBC.
But we're not going to have high-income people pay less of the tax burden than they pay today.
And after months of Romney way out fundraising the president, a turnaround. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the Obama campaign and the Democratic Party raised a combined total of $114 million last month. The Romney campaign and Republicans raised $111 million. Obama campaign officials say they received donations from 1.1 million people. That includes about 320,000 who had never donated before. But it's the fourth straight month the Romney camp has topped $100 million. And it has more money in reserve for the general election campaign, Dave.
Rich, a SWAT team is right now surrounding a suburban Detroit home where they say a man barricaded himself after killing a West Bloomfield Township police officer late last night. Other homes are evacuated. Gas prices keep going up, another 8 cents the last 2 weeks.
To regular grade average of 384.
Analyst Julie Lundberg blames Hurricane Isaac closing refineries. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
What can you do to slow down the aging process? Find out in the upcoming winter issue of Brazos Wellness magazine. Brazos Wellness is a local health and wellness publication filled exclusively with local articles from local experts. Articles about breast cancer awareness, mental health, and senior wellness are also included in this issue. To advertise in the Brazos Wellness magazine, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting, 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
This is David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to take this opportunity to thank all of our customers for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 30 years. CTWP offers a variety of manufacturers, and your investment is backed by the award-winning technical staff. Find out why thousands of Central Texas businesses call CTWP their copier company. For a free consultation, call CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
All right, people, we've got a bleeder. Hold this.
What?
Just hold this.
Look, I just fixed the copy machine.
It's no different than a paper jam.
You need a nurse or something.
Give me your hand, copy girl. Okay, squeeze.
Really?
It's not easy finding qualified employees. Having trouble finding qualified local employees? For medical staffing, log on to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Put down the toner. There's a patient that has a broken femur that needs an x-ray.
Where?
Just follow the screen.
Is he bloody?
Use as many words as you like for one low price. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
My electric bills have gone sky high. It's my air conditioner's fault, I sigh. What can I do?
What can he do? You can conserve electricity. That's the best way. From 3 till 7 every day. Conserve electricity and you'll save money.
Yay!
From 3 till 7 every single day.
How do I do it?
Lower those blinds to keep the heat outside and turn that thermostat up 2 degrees. That can save you up to 16%.
And surprise,
you can still be as comfy as you please.
Golly, that's impressive. Is there more?
Well, since you asked, just be a fan.
Be a fan of the electronic, ergonomic,
economic,
and iconic
ceiling fan.
Now I'm not sweating my utilities. Don't even mind paying bills. I close the blinds, turn up the AC 2 degrees, and my ceiling fan and me just sit and chill.
It's always a good time to save electricity and money. But if you make sure and do it between 3 and 7 p.m., it's even better. This message brought to you by the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy staff has answers for all things about swimming pools, whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations. Visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy. Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas...
Yeah, I know. We just heard that. Okay, thanks.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new week starts a year-long expansion of Briarcrest Drive and Bryan for the freeway to Kent Street. It's already made an impact on the Bryan School District.
We actually had a network and telephone outage there a couple of days ago when they were cutting a fiber optic line to relocate it. That may happen again. So what that does, it affects the not just Bryan High School, but there's a network path there, and it will affect a number of campuses, not only their internet access, but their telephone lines as well.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says they're supposed to be notified before future relocations so they can give a heads up to the community. Nearly $12 million of improvements will be made to the heavily traveled street. Fans of the University of Florida football team demonstrated how well they traveled when they visited A&M over the weekend. WTAW's Bill Oliver has that story.
A caller to the postgame show on partner station Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, who says he has not missed a Florida game at home or away in 25 years, gave two thumbs up to the Aggies.
You guys did a great job. What it is you guys make noise throughout the game, which is really impressive. I'm very impressed with your traditions.
Tailgaters in Spence Park included divided families. Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida where he met his wife in addition to getting his MBA. So who's better at tailgating, Eddie or his father-in-law, John McCallum of Stuart, Florida?
You know, I'm trying. They're not as smart as us, but they've got a lot of heart, and they really do try.
He also lies, too. He learned everything he knows from us.
John's grandchildren were also split in their dress, Logan in the maroon and white, Lily in Florida's blue and orange.
I'm an Aggie and a Gator fan.
She's an aggregator.
Family pictures online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second consecutive year, fall enrollment at Texas A&M University has exceeded 50,000. President Bowen Lofton announced in his latest online weekly update the preliminary fall number is nearly 51,000 on the flagship campus. It's an increase of 700 from last year's preliminary headcount. Lofton also says this fall's core cadets class is 2,300, an increase of 150. That brings the core to its largest group in 30 years. Dr. Lofton is the featured speaker at tomorrow's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon. Summer may be winding down on the calendar, but the recent hot and windy weather has meant a spike in water consumption. Jennifer Nations with College Station Utilities says they offer irrigation system checks.
They're not the easiest things to operate, and so we want to give that information to people and let them know, you know, give them some tips on how to tell how much water their landscape needs. We'll give them a written report, and if there's some problems with you know, one zone isn't coming on at all, or, you know, one zone, everything works fine, but this one zone, the heads only pop up like halfway. If we see things like that, then we'll refer them to a licensed irrigator. So it's not meant to replace the services of a licensed irrigator. Just give them a little bit more information.
Nations also says they can check daily water usage as another tool to help determine if there's a leak in an irrigation system. Twice in one day, Bryan police recently received reports of stolen purses.
One purse was taken off a shopping cart and eventually later returned to the police department, minus all the cash value inside of the purse. And another one still hasn't been returned right now, but has been assigned to a detective who's working that case.
Officer John Agnew says in addition to keeping a close eye on your bags and purses, write down credit and debit card numbers and customer service phone numbers and keep that information in a safe place. The Board of Directors of the Texas Association of Broadcasters has selected a new president following the recent death of longtime leader Ann Arnold. Bryan Broadcasting's Mary Mike Hatcher, who is this year's board chair, announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez.
He will continue to champion our local free radio and our local free television efforts to making sure that our communities are served, our listeners are served, and our voices are heard to our decision makers in the state and in the nation.
Rodriguez has been with the TAB for 18 years in various roles with the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 65 degrees. This look at the news. More news will be available at 6:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 15th, it's berry production for the home gardener. Varieties, planting, fertilizing, propagating, pruning, pest control, and all the timelines this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
It's Subway's birthday, and everyone's celebrating with their $5 footlong faves. Many of the subs you love, like the Italian BMT, turkey breast, egg and cheese, and more, are $5 footlongs September only. Join the sub prize party at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras plus taxi stores for $5 footlong selection. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, it's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. It's going to remain in control of the weather. A little bit of patchy cloudiness out ahead of a frontal system up in Oklahoma. That patchy cloudiness could drift across the area, but generally it's not going to amount to much at all. Lots of sun today, 90 to 95. Tonight, mainly clear. Lows will be 60 to 65. Sun is back tomorrow. We're 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun Wednesday. Chance of a storm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Checking your sports, Aggies take on...
Something doesn't sound right.
Yeah, did you hear that kind of weird?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, what is that?
Wasn't me.
You're sounding different. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sounding different. Do you want me to talk like this?
No. Just there's a button pushed somewhere that shouldn't be, is what I'm saying.
All right, I'll unpush everything.
Like maybe an audition or a mono plug or something like that.
No. Okay. Nothing new is my headphones.
Yeah, okay. All right, there we go. Okay.
Let me see the Aggies take on Old Southwest Conference foes. We'll talk more about that. Aggie volleyball and soccer both rolling very strong. And, oh, yeah, the NFL started over the weekend, and we'll talk more about that coming up at 6:50.
Oh, what, so you have new headphones now? Is that it?
No, I have my headphones. I was using loaner headphones before.
Oh. Oh, yeah, so now you have headphones that – because the station headphones are – they cost upwards of $9.
They're good enough for me.
Well, I understand. It's kind of like they're kind of like Bic pens. You know, it's don't spend a lot because somebody's going to walk away.
Wait a second.
Them.
Are these standard Bic pens or women Bic pens?
No. The little ones that have the clear barrel because people will walk away with them and put them someplace. It's not like they'll end up on the dashboard of some stranger's car as would with Bic pens. But I mean, they move from control room to control room.
That's why you could tape a giant fake flower to the top, like people do with pens at restaurants.
That would look very good with the headphones, I think.
I would love to see Scott like that.
Not me, no, other people. Just these
Scott
on this
can side. Have two antennas on his.
But it's very bizarre, because in all the years I've been in radio, I mean, it's been at least 25 years since I've had a pair of headphones that use at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a pair at the house, but that's it. Yeah, I just come in and use whatever the station's got, because, I mean, hell, I can't improve my voice. I mean, it is what it is.
You have a good voice,
well,
Scott.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. But that's just, you know, but I know that, for instance, what kind of, fancy pants headphones have you got in there?
These are Sony Professionals that I've had for 10
years.
See,
professional. See?
It was a present to, I started buying them because it was a present to myself when I got my very first morning show.
Okay. All right. So, and they cost more than $9. And so,
a little.
Yeah.
Well, see, and Scott, maybe confidence has a role that it plays. I know that you are saying you don't use headphones, but some of us, when I wear headphones and I'm recording PSAs or by wearing headphones, I can sort of pretend that nobody can hear me in here going, Briarcrest.
All the screw up you do.
Okay. Yeah.
Cat, walking by your studio, I did hear you.
Yeah. And just as another aside, I mean, for a long time, I didn't use headphones at all, which really, really made the boss angry, because I would just set them over here on the side and just let them, I could hear them that way. But the deal is, after doing this for years, I can't hear anything unless I put headphones on, I did. For a long time, I didn't like wearing headphones, which is, again, really not part of what this business is, because you got to do that. All right, so today's lesson in life: it takes a hamster to find a hamster.
Oh.
Guy in England bought a hamster for his son, but by the time he got home, the animal had escaped from its box. So now the guy took his car into a mechanic to try to find it. I mean, he looked around, he couldn't find it, takes it to the mechanic. Mechanic basically tears out the interior and just starts looking every place in the body for this hamster that he can't find.
Oh, my goodness.
So a garage worker said after four days, he's home and he's talking to his wife about this. The wife says, well, this is stupid.
I'm not here.
Okay, hit
the... No, that's me. They keep calling my room.
Hit the do not disturb button.
What does it look like?
It says do not disturb.
Mine are just pictures. There's a red phone that looks dead on
the
back.
Bottom of the rug.
I'm going to ask you to unplug it, because it's a guy in Navasota that I've already talked to this morning, and I don't need to talk to him anymore. Yeah. And he didn't need to talk to you. So anyway, so the wife says, well, just get a female hamster.
Smart lady.
And that's what they did. Service manager's wife says, here, get the female hamster. He goes and gets the hamster, brings it to the garage. Within seconds of putting the female hamster in the car, male hamster, head pops up, they catch him. Gee, it ain't rocket science.
Where
okay?
does this phone plug in?
I don't know. We'll take care of it in a minute. Okay. I may use a sledgehammer.
Info.
Mation.
Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Here's David Schulte explaining the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
The Bulletproof Roof Guarantee is a concept that began with the fact that various products and service providers offer you warranties and guarantees. When you go to use those warranties and guarantees, you find out they're full of holes. They don't cover and protect you the way they should. We want to create a roof installation along with its warranties and guarantees that wouldn't be full of holes. In other words, bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Birthday time.
Oh, boy, it's that time.
Yeah, we're going to start off. It's ex-birthday time, apparently.
Oh?
Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon's ex, 38 today.
Of course, and that's how you want to be remembered.
Oh. Well, another one that's just like him, Guy Ritchie, Madonna's ex, is 44 today.
Okay.
Big Unit, Randy Johnson's 49.
Uh-huh.
Colin Firth, you'll remember him from the King's Speech.
Or from Pride and Prejudice.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Bridget Jones Diaries.
Yeah. But the King's Speech may be... That may be a perfect movie. May be. That's pretty good stuff.
Right. Let me see. Joe Perry, 62 today.
Who's that?
Joe Perry.
Oh, the guy who used to be the singer for Journey, is that him?
No, that's Steve.
Oh, Steve, okay.
Aerosmith is okay. Joe Perry. He's
the
guitarist.
Of course. You get those Perry guys confused. Yeah, okay.
Bill O'Reilly, 63 today.
All right.
And Jose Feliciano.
Uh-huh.
He is celebrating his birthday. He's 67.
Uh-huh.
And Roger Maris would have celebrated a birthday today.
Oh, Roger Maris.
And I left out one, Arnold Palmer. Love his tea. He's 83 today.
That's great tea, doesn't he?
Yeah, it does.
Karl Lagerfeld, the designer dude, 79. And a lady who doesn't have to work anymore is Amy Irving. She's 59. Isn't she married to, like, Steven Spielberg?
I believe that is correct.
Yeah, that's why she doesn't have to work anymore. I think he's bringing the paycheck home for him. And Chris Columbus, who's a director, not the one who discovered America, would be 54. All right, 619.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So 4 years ago, Obama said he'd end dependence on oil from the Middle East, but yesterday it's 20 more years. I mean, he is so diminished. In terms of his presidency, this has become so small. This is such a game to them. This was only a show, and a bad one at that. And the problem for Obama is a simple one. All of his life, he's depended on words and promises he could never fulfill and pumping people up. But the American people now won't judge him on these words unless they just ignore that 4 years have passed by and he doesn't have a record and they go against reality. Now, that's a crushing blow for Obama's hopes.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Howdy, I'm Roy Hickman, the president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The move to the SEC was a 100-year decision. Come hear Texas A&M President Dr. R. Bowen Lofton give a behind-the-scenes look at how the decision was made and what he expects the economic impact to be. Join us for lunch on Tuesday at 11:30 at the College Station Hilton. Tickets for our Economic Outlook briefing with Dr. Lofton are $25, with tables available for $250. The move to the SEC and what it means to your business. Call the Chamber of Commerce to reserve your seats for Tuesday's event.
September is Rolex Service Month, the David Gardner's. Well, he's the only one who can do that because David Gardner's is the only authorized Rolex dealer in the Brazos Valley. And that's kind of a neat thing, but there's something else that David has, and that is a certified Rolex technician. That's Jerry Zerbe, and Jerry's been with him a while. And what's usually happened is folks from other parts of the state, if they don't live in big cities like Dallas or Houston or San Antonio, got to send that, or Austin, send that thing off someplace to Dallas usually, to get the service done. Well, you don't have to do that. You can come right here, and Jerry, a certified Rolex technician, can do that work to make sure that your Rolex is tuned up and being the fine time piece that you expect it to be. So during September, you bring it in to David Gardner's, and you get a $100 gift certificate towards your next purchase at David Gardner's. Just that simple. A reason for you to meet Jerry, know that he's there, know that he can take care of any of the situations that you have when it comes to your Rolex, again, to make sure that you protect your investment. By the way, if you're looking for a Rolex right now, what a great time to look, and it's not too early to start thinking about
any kind of a situation where you need a piece of jewelry that you'd like to have designed by David Gardner's, they can do that for you, and they manufacture it right there at the place at 911 Texas Avenue. But remember, it's Rolex Service Month, September, at David Gardner's 911 University.
Pulling out of AIG, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The Treasury is set to sell $18 billion worth of the AIG shares it bought during the financial crisis in 2008. The sale will make the government a minority shareholder in the giant insurance firm. DreamWorks Animation will pick up the pace of its movie releases. The studio announced it will release three films in each of the next 4 years. DreamWorks says eight of the dozen movies will be non-sequel originals. If you buy one of Amazon's least expensive Kindle Fire devices, a so-called special offers version, you'll be able to opt out of the advertising if you find it's too intrusive and annoying. You'll have to pay an extra $15 to turn off the marketing. A lot of young people are in for a big disappointment. 4 in 10 13 to 22-year-olds surveyed by TD Ameritrade expect an inheritance. Only 16% of parents expect to leave money to their kids. Stock market futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hey, good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Act locally, think globally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. We'll continue to have pretty nice temps. High next, really all week long, will be about 90 degrees right around there, and low temperature each night. 63 tonight, probably 69 tomorrow, and right around 70 for the balance of the week. And we do have a slight chance of showers at 20% after we get by today. So should enjoy that. And again, very pleasant outside right now. We have 66 degrees.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Most procrastinators have made some effort to procrastinate less, and it's probably not worth the effort. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011. 800-239-0011.
It's human nature for a lot of people to procrastinate.
But some people don't procrastinate, and more power to them. I mean, they're good to work with. They accomplish a lot, and I wish I could be more like them, but I'm not.
John Perry, author of the book The Art of Procrastination.
There are are people that just think procrastination is a horrible fault, mostly procrastinators themselves who are very hard on themselves, or non-procrastinators who are really annoyed with people who don't work the same way they work. But, you know, I don't think the non-procrastinators have any real complaint if the person does get the thing done and they get it done more or less by the deadline. What businesses are theirs?
For procrastinators to stop procrastinating is incredibly difficult, and John thinks it may be better to just accept it, but procrastinate well.
The most annoying thing a procrastinator can do is to deny that he's a procrastinator and say that he just has a good sense of what's important. Well, that's baloney. That's rationalization. Admit that you're a procrastinator, but don't make whatever you did in the meantime, don't give it so much self-importance that you think it actually justifies it.
The fact is that most procrastinators do get the job done, eventually.
Look at Mark Twain. He said, never do tomorrow what you can put off until the day after tomorrow. But, you know, you probably on your bookshelf, you got the collected works of Mark Twain's 30 volumes or something like that.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. In the works since 1995, a nearly $12 million expansion of Briarcrest Drive in Bryan begins this week.
The area around Bryan High is about to have a major disruption in the traffic flow. TxDOT is closing down a couple of lanes, I believe, on Briarcrest soon, and there's a lot of work taking place there.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan School District says it will also make an impact on visitors to games at Merrill Green Stadium, as well as the community, when fiber optic lines are cut and relocated.
So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook page.
In addition to widening the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway, the city is improving some intersections and relocating utility lines. Water consumption in College Station is down almost 30% from last year. Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says one reason is getting out of the drought, but another is the promotion of water conservation.
I think the conservation message is getting out there, and I just need more people to kind of evangelize, I guess, and, you know, go out there and share it with their neighbors and take advantage of the services that the city offers.
Nations says the decrease in consumption has not led to an increase in rates.
Last year isn't something that we would ever include in a revenue projection. We can look at historical usage, and we've been tracking it for a while, like where, how many people are in each tier, and, you know, how much revenue comes in and how much revenue we need to bring in.
This year, average daily water consumption College Station is 17 million gallons, down from 23 million a day last summer. Tailgating outside Cal Field for the A&M home football opener lived up to its reputation as one of the best in the nation. Bill Oliver of WTAW has that story.
In a sea of maroon and white at Spence Park were splashes of orange and blue that included a few tints with all those colors.
I graduated here, then went out to Florida to find a woman. And I brought back this one and her family. And we're excited about joining the SEC, and excited we don't have to deal with Longhorns.
Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida, where he got his MBA and met his wife, Marcy.
I've been an A&M fan per marriage for the past several years.
Willingly?
Mostly willingly. And now that we're playing the Gators, that's all down the toilet.
Marcy's parents, John and Mimi McCallum of Stuart, Florida, were on hand, along with Ed and Elaine Smith of College Station, and their grandchildren, Lily representing Florida, and Logan, the Aggies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One of the facts the president of Texas A&M University might bring up tomorrow when he addresses a Chamber of Commerce audience is another fall enrollment record. Bowen Lofton shared in his latest online update that the early fall headcount on the College Station campus is nearly 51,000. That's 700 more from last year when A&M broke the 50,000 plateau for the first time. Lofton also says the Corps of Cadets is the largest in 30 years at 2,300. That's an increase of 150 from last fall and 330 more from 2 years ago. Bryan police receiving two reports in one day of stolen purses at large retail stores results in a reminder to protect your valuables.
Keep your items with you or on your arm or on your shoulder so those items don't walk away, because it can happen in seconds. I mean, you turn your head, put a bag in the cart, and there's so many people walking by. Next thing you know, your personal belongings are missing.
Officer John Agnew says one purse was returned to the store without money and credit cards, and the whereabouts of the other purse remains under investigation. There's a new president of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. Mary Mike Hatcher of Bryan Broadcasting chairs the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. She announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez to succeed the late Ann Arnold.
It is comforting to know that under Ann Arnold's leadership and under her presidency, she was able to groom and mentor Oscar Rodriguez.
Arnold, who led the TAB for more than 20 years, recently died. Rodriguez has been with the association for 18 years in various roles. And the University of Texas is getting $18.5 million in a federal grant for a new engineering research center that will focus on turning advances in nanoscience into innovations. The Austin American-Statesman reports that the National Science Foundation announced the grant Monday. It'll be paid during the next 5 years, with $13.5 million staying at UT and about $5 million to be split about evenly between its two academic partners, the University of California at Berkeley and the University of New Mexico. Roger Bonacase, chairman of UT's chemical engineering department, says the goal is to spin off startup companies that will create jobs, fuel economic growth, and build Austin's reputation for high-tech innovation. The center will be known as Nano Manufacturing Systems for Mobile Computing and Mobile Energy Technologies, or NASENT. WTOW News Time is 6:35 at 64 degrees. This look at the news was brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're one of the many whose health plan now gives you the freedom to choose the physician and hospital of your choice, consider moving up to St. Joseph with their award-winning service and incredible team of bright family medicine physicians. From St. Joseph's 24-hour access commitment to their well-known culture of excellence, learn how you'll benefit by making the switch. To experience the difference St. Joseph can make in your health, go to switchtosj.org or call our physician finder line at 774-2121.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger.
Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath and Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express, or call 979-703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
High pressure's in control. The weather, it stays in control of the weather the next couple of days. I think we're going to end up being mostly sunny today. I can see some patchy cloudiness that may drift across the area this morning. Highs today about 90 to 95. Tonight generally clear, 60 to 65 overnight. More sun tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy with lows around 70. Mixture of sun and clouds developing Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
After seeing the SEC and you yearn for the good old days of the Southwest Conference, well, we'll oblige a little bit coming up this weekend as we take on SMU. We'll tell you more about Aggie football. Aggie volleyball and soccer rolling big time with Coach G in a third straight shutout. And, of course, the NFL kicked off this weekend, and we'll tell you more about that coming up at 7:50.
Yeah.
6:50, excuse me.
SMU. Huh? Okay. So, Kat, you experienced Kyle Field for the first time?
Yes.
So how'd that go for you?
Oh, it was nice.
Where did you park?
I actually rode with the people from Candy.
That was probably a smart thing
to
do.
I rode in Tucker's car.
Okay, yeah, that way you kind of get to be closer to what's going on.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed being in the little tent. Actually, it was a whole lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not like a pup tent.
No, I was just imagining some little tent with one, you know, like a cooler from Walmart with sodas in it.
It's better than that.
Hey, Scott, ask me what happened to me at the game.
So what happened to you at the game?
Well, two things. One, I was on, I photobombed ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will be on our Facebook page.
Did you make a weird face?
No, I was just standing there.
It was just regular weird face.
Yeah, just regular weird.
Yeah, okay.
And for those of you that don't know, I broke my hip about a year ago, so I'm still a little gimpy.
Okay.
And almost got killed by our starting quarterback, Johnny Touchdown.
How'd that happen?
He went out of bounds, and I wasn't fast enough to get out the way.
Oh.
Wow.
All right.
Now, that would have been a story. That's about up there with, like, getting a face kick by Chuck Norris.
So,
you would ask for that from Chuck Norris because Chuck Norris would want that.
Did you have that?
No, I'm just that's just part of the culture.
Oh, okay.
Haven't you heard people?
Having spent time in Navasota, which is much closer than here to where he is, I just didn't know if that had been.
I have a lot of respect for that man. Yeah. I read his autobiography and just have a very high opinion of Chuck
Norris. He's still out there and a working actor at his age, which is pretty good. So now, Kevin, you're on the sidelines. Huh?
Yes, sir.
How did you get out of the way?
Well, I caught him. He wasn't get out of the way. He ran into me. Yeah. Thankfully, he had slowed down enough. I caught him to keep him from falling into the Florida bench.
Yeah, okay.
But now your liver's split in two, huh?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm still here. I'm taking one for the team.
You normally on the sidelines, or is this something semi-new to you?
I've been on the sidelines for several that other school in Texas we talked about Friday.
Right, yeah.
And I've been on a couple sidelines at A&M games.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get to stay there, but it kind of has to do with how many people ask for press credentials.
Sure, okay, well, that's good. Well, we'll get you down there, and again, catching players. You could say that, hey, save the player.
I'll put that on my resume.
That's,
sports guy and player catcher.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I met a defensive back from Air Force like that once, except I happened to be looking through the lens of a camera.
And I didn't
see him coming.
Did you get a black eye?
No, actually, I just got a cut on my face. It was okay. But what was neat is we were double shooting the game. In other words, I was shooting on the sideline and they were shooting up top. So, of course, they had video of me getting run over
getting
by
creamed.
Yeah, so they showed that over and over.
Of course.
They thought that was really, really fun.
That's Christmas party goodies right there.
Absolutely. Let's do that. All right, let's see. I don't want to talk about politics except this. I think this is important enough that we should talk about it, and that is, of course, all the hoopla about tax cuts for the middle class and tax cuts for the rich and tax cuts for everybody. We finally have heard from an authority on the subject. In a tweet, the president says that he'll cut taxes for those who need it, middle-class families and small businesses. Responding to that, Pulitzer Prize winning economist Lindsay Lohan has tweeted.
Oh, good Lord.
Because we always need to have Lindsay Lohan's input when it comes to the taxing of the U.S. Americans.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Quote, we also need to cut taxes for those that are listed on Forbes as millionaires. If they are not, you must consider that as well. Thank you. Lindsay Lohan.
She is quite the intellectual brain trust.
She is.
She needs some positive influence in her life.
Well, she does, but she has to take the positive influence. I'm sure there are any number who are offering it. She just doesn't seem
her
to be willing
to. Her problem is she's taking everything else.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, but I do have a story about Austin Goolsbee. Austin Goolsbee, he's kind of a liberal fella. He'd been the economic advisor for the Obama administration.
Isn't that kind of being pregnant?
Yeah, but you can't blame him. He was born in Waco, so what do you expect?
Waco's a good place.
Waco's all right, yeah.
One of my favorite towns in the whole world.
I'm happy that I used to live there. So he says,
jerk.
No, I read.
Just for that, I'll pour Dr. Pepper in your next beer that you leave in my presence.
Yeah, which, of course, I'm always doing. Anyway, we did that. So, also now over the weekend, Neil Bortz was in town.
Yes, he was.
He was actually at the hospitality tent.
Yes, he did. He makes appearances there. And you got a chance to meet him on Friday night, I know.
Yes, I told him that I had heard about the spiders.
Oh, okay. So, he didn't have to tell you that story.
No, sir.
Okay. Neil was in town for his annual visit, got that done early so that he could, you know, jinx the Aggies yet again.
Yes, isn't he like 3-0 on that?
Yeah, I don't think he's seen the Aggies win, so that's...
it's all his fault.
Exactly, we'll blame it on him, but anyhow...
You should pay him money to stay away from the games.
Well, we might try to do that. We might see how that works out, as a matter of fact.
He'll be retired, so it won't matter.
That's right. Actually, we may see more of him now, whether I'm not sure about that or not. All right, 6:45.
The Midtown Men are coming to town. 4 stars from the original cast to Broadway's Jersey Boys, live in concert. Don't miss this jump-to-your-beat concert performance, celebrating the hits of the 60s. From the original Jersey Boys, it's the Midtown Men.
Presented by MSC Opus, Thursday and Friday nights, September 20th and 21st in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets now. Call 845-1234.
Right now at Batteries Plus, you can save $15 on any of the hundreds of laptop and netbook batteries we carry. Save on laptop batteries for Acer, Apple, Toshiba, HP, IBM, Dell, Compaq, and more. Batteries for Asus, Dell, Acer, and other netbooks are also on sale. If you don't need a replacement battery at the moment, $15 off is a great reason to buy a backup battery for your laptop or netbook. And while you're here, check out our enormous selection of batteries for cell phones, camcorders, digital cameras, and more. So come into Batteries Plus and save $15 on a new laptop or netbook battery. That way, you won't have to worry about losing power and shutting down unexpectedly. Batteries Plus. Find the laptop or netbook battery you need to replace at the Replace It Place. Savings after mail-in rebate. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman now through September 30th and earn a $15 reward card with the purchase of laptop batteries. Batteries Plus, the Replace It Place.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 15th, it's berry production for the home gardener. Varieties, planting, fertilizing, propagating, pruning, pest control, and all the timelines. This week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are some great plants waiting for you just down the street. They're special plants of the fall, and they're hoping you'll be by the garden center sometime soon to pick them up. They could change the way you think about fall gardening in Texas, and you don't want to miss the chance to watch their magic unfold in your garden. I'll be back with special plants of the season right after this message. Feed your trees and prevent insect damage with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Its dual-action formula delivers 12 months of systemic insect protection, even against caterpillars, and it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray concentrate formula, and your tree will be protected and fed. It's easy to use. Mix it in water or pour it from a bucket or a sprinkling can over your tree or shrub root system. The insecticide dissolves in water and moves up through the tree or shrub, providing 12 months of protection, including the new growth. It provides protection for trees and shrubs, including some fruit and nut trees and containerized plants. Check the label for a complete listing. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results, B-A-Y-E-R. BayerAdvanced.com. And this is Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Insect Control. Ask for it by name. If we're going to talk about special plants for the fall, let's start with Salvia leucantha. It's more easily remembered as Mexican bush sage. It's one of the really showy large salvias. It's native to southwest Texas. It's root hardy in all but the coldest winter weather. It's the tallest of our salvias, making it the perfect backdrop to mums, marigolds, and other fall flowers. In flower, it can be 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. There's a more compact version. It's called Santa Barbara. And you can also pinch the growing tip out of the regular Mexican bush sage in late spring to keep it more compact. Fall asters are old-time plants that you see in many early neighborhoods of Texas. If you trim it lightly in May to keep it compact, it will grow to 30 inches tall by fall. It has graceful fine foliage that's topped for several showy weeks each fall by small daisy-like lavender blue flowers. The bloom time may vary by several weeks, but it usually will flower during September or early October. Like the Mexican bush sage, it will die to the ground over the winter. Just trim off the old stubble and wait for new growth to emerge the following spring. Queen's wreath is a South Texas favorite. It's great, and it's a fast vine to 30 to 40 feet tall and wide, although it can be kept more compact, either by growing it on a smaller support or by keeping it trimmed. However, it does grow pretty luxuriantly, and so that trimming could take a lot of your time. Its coral pink flowers are eye-catching in the fall, especially when it's contrasted against the darker, more traditional fall shades of red, burgundy, yellow, and orange. It's hardy in about the southern half of the state. I like flowery Senna. Senna corymbosa used to be called Cassia corymbosa. It's a sister to our popular candle tree. However, this one is shrubby. It may be damaged by cold weather in the northern half of the state. It covers itself with rich, buttery yellow blooms each fall, the perfect complement to shorter bronze, red, or purple mums. Redwing is a perennial shrub with glossy dark green leaves. It grows to 3 to 5 feet tall and wide, and it produces masses of yellow blossoms that are followed by rich red winged fruit. As a package of flowers and fruit on the plants at the same time in the fall, it's beautiful. It's called Redwing, Heteropterus argentea. Fall crocus, finally, is my favorite bulb of all. It's a bright yellow, a beautiful plant this time of the year. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscapes are easier with plans. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Morning, everyone. I'm Caleb O'Connor with a look at your sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ags ran out of time against the Florida Gators Saturday in their SEC opener. The Ags had the halftime lead 20-17. Just couldn't pull it out. Moving forward, old Southwest Conference foes, SMU coach Sumlin said that there are a few things, of course, that they can still work on.
The first thing that we have to fix is ourselves from a penalization standpoint and an execution standpoint. And then the other part of winning and closing out games become a little bit easier.
In other football news, the Texans had a romp in their season opener.
Hand off. Foster pushing his way to the goal line, and they give him the touchdown.
Foster ended up having two touchdown runs, and Matt Schwab threw a touchdown pass to Andre Johnson. Houston's defense roughed up A&M rookie Ryan Tannehill and Miami in the Texans' 30-10 thrashing. On Sunday Night Football, Peyton Manning made a successful return to the NFL after being idle a year because of a neck injury, leading the Denver Broncos past the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-19 in his debut at Mile High Stadium.
Well, it felt good to get the win, and like I said, I think I'm still feeling my way out. I still have some limitations as you're feeling yourself out, feeling the team out. When you can get a win in that process, that's a nice thing.
RG3 brought his Heisman swagger to New Orleans and made the NFL debut look easy in the Big Easy, with 320 yards passing and two touchdowns in their 40-32 victory over the Saints. 14th-ranked A&M soccer stays on a roll, beating Central Michigan 2-0 yesterday for their fifth win in a row and their third shutout in a row.
There's no easy pickings along the way, but it can be great experience for us all the way through.
A&M plays LSU Friday in Baton Rouge at 7. The A&M women's volleyball team is also on quite a roll, winning the Delaware Invitational, beating Columbia. That's 7 in a row from them and their second consecutive tournament win. Elisa Costamo was named MVP of the Invitational. In Major League Baseball, B.J. Upton homered 3 times yesterday, and the Tampa Bay Rays blanked the Rangers 6-0. Matt Dominguez and Tyler Green each homered yesterday in the Astros' 5-1 win over Cincinnati. In the U.S. Open tennis, Serena Williams is the four-time U.S. Open champion and 15-time Grand Slam winner. 2 points from defeat, she suddenly regained her composure and her game, coming back to the win against number one ranked Azgarin, 6-2, 2-6, 7-5. The men's championship is tonight, and that will be at Flushing Meadows at 5 o'clock. With your sports update, I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station's Labor Day event, the more you buy, the more you save. Get 10, 15, up to 20% off store-wide, or up to 60 months no-interest financing. It's a celebration of savings for your home. Living rooms, bedrooms, and dining rooms, all up to 20% off. There's sofas for only $2.99, or two-piece motion sectional sofas are only $7.99. Hurry to the Labor Day event at your Ashley Furniture Home Store College Station off of Highway 6. See store for details.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Lest you think that the U.S. has cornered the web surfing market, think again. A new global index evaluates the state of the World Wide Web around the world and finds that Iceland, in fact, is the biggest web user out there, boasting 95% of its population online. 95%. I don't know what that is as far as a hard number is concerned. The web index, put together by the founder of the web, that's Tim Berners-Lee, ranks Sweden tops overall based on factors including internet use, but also web readiness and the impact. The U.S. comes in second there, followed by the U.K. and Canada. The firm aims to chart, if you will, web penetration and adoption, and measures the web's social and political impact. Some of its findings are disappointing. For example, just 1 in 3 people around the world use the internet. In Africa, that is 1 in 6. And 1 out of every 3 countries, there are restrictions on web usage. And he says growing suppression of free speech, both online and offline, possibly could be the biggest single challenge that the web will face in the future.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Well, obviously, we've enjoyed the little swing to cooler weather, and we've still got that out there this morning. We'll have a look at the weather in just a minute. But remember, with the cooler weather, eventually, you start seeing maybe some critters that you hadn't anticipated. It could be rodents, mice, or rats. It could be squirrels or raccoons. Those pests are always seeking shelter, and your home could be the place where they go, or maybe an adjacent building near your home. And, you know, the same thing's true for insects, too. Anytime we have some sort of a radical change in the weather, whether it becomes too wet, too dry, too hot, too cold, they get on the move. So that's where ABC Home and Commercial Services comes in. They can create a control plan to eliminate any of these, whether they're rodents or whether they're insects. It just takes one call. ABC will send a trained inspector out to your property to develop a plan that is just right for your home. Any openings that are there that need to be closed up, they'll do that, and they'll catch whatever happens to already be in the house or get rid of whatever happens to be in there. And best of all, every ABC specialist undergoes a comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with ABC's team on your property. So call Bobby Jenkins, class of 81, and just let them know that you need somebody to come out and have a look at whatever your problem might be. 361-0500, 361-0500, ABC Home and Commercial Services. You can also go to abcandcommercial.com, but that's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town and they're offered an information packet. Could have samples or information on your business. Be an early bird. Get your message there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com. As mentioned, pretty nice. 92 for a high temperature, probably about all week long. That's what we're going to be looking at, somewhere between 90 and 92. Low temperatures each night. Well, tonight 63. That'll probably be the coolest evening, but we'll still be around 70 or so as far as the lows are concerned. Do have a slight chance of rain in the forecast at 20%, so that's kind of promising. Right now we have 66 degrees, though, outside.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If the return of The Voice wasn't enough of an event, we've got three more reasons. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
The blind auditions start now!
The Voice returns with a three-night event. The talent, the coaches.
You need to be on radio, like, now.
Hands down, the best.
Man, you're so good. Okay, go.
The Voice. Three straight nights of blind auditions start tonight, followed by a sneak preview of the new comedy from the creators.
Local people living here, working here.
KXHD News, the source for news, weather, and sports in the Brazos Valley. Weeknights at 6 and 10.
News coming up next from Fox, then Kettle will have local news for you. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Instead of going to class,
what do we want?
Teachers have gone on strike in Chicago. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, live outside of high school.
Maybe it was wishful thinking. The sign here at Roberto Clemente's high school says, at this high school, says the doors open at 7:15 local time. Well, that won't be the case today.
We've done everything we can.
Chicago School Board President David Vitale says even though the board and teachers are closer on pay, that's not the case with other issues. So Teachers Union President Karen Lewis says instructors will be walking the picket lines.
This is a difficult decision. And one we hoped we could have avoided.
Some 140 schools will be open to feed children, and more Chicago police officers are on the streets to help since 400,000 kids are out of school. Dave?
Jennifer, Mitt Romney says if President Obama is reelected, unemployment won't go down much, telling NBC.
You're not going to see us create the jobs we need to create or the rising incomes people need.
The president says if the Republican is elected, the deficit will get even bigger.
By spending trillions of more dollars on new tax breaks for the wealthy.
This as the president has a surge in fundraising. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, for the first time in 4 months, the Obama campaign and the Democratic Party outraised the Romney campaign and the Republican Party. August take for the Dems, $114 million. Huge improvement over July's $75 million. The GOP raised just over $111 million. Fourth straight month, it's topped $100 million. The other good news for Romney, though, Dave, his campaign has a lot more money on hand to spend in the general election.
Rich, after taking 5 weeks off, Congress is back today. First order of business, trying to work out a six-month plan to keep the funding for the government beyond September. In Afghanistan,
the Senate machine.
Afghan troops are fired up at a ceremony where the U.S. handed over control of a prison next to Bagram Air Base, though Americans will still be in charge of the more dangerous detainees, including insurgent leaders. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Free compost. Thanks to Brazos Valley Recycling, you can get a pickup truck full of their finest premium compost during compost giveaway days, Friday and Saturday, September 14th and 15th, starting at 8 a.m. Get a head start on your fall garden while benefiting the local food bank. free compost, and giving back. It's just another way locally owned Brazos Valley Recycling has quietly been making a big impact to make our community cleaner and greener. BrazosValleyRecycling.com, 260-0006.
I was speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 11th annual banquet, What Faith Can Do, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on October 2nd from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I grew up in a gang and a drug-dealing family. My kid's father was abusive, and I was just miserable. I believed God didn't care. At SOS, I found a loving God who had something better.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new week starts a year-long expansion of Briarcrest Drive and Bryan from the freeway to Kent Street. It's already made an impact on the Bryan School District.
We actually had a network and telephone outage there a couple of days ago when they were cutting a fiber optic line to relocate it. That may happen again. So what that does, it affects the not just Bryan High School, but there's a network path there, and it will affect a number of campuses, not only their internet access, but their telephone lines as well.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says they're supposed to be notified before future relocations so they can give a heads up to the community. Nearly $12 million of improvements will be made to the heavily traveled street. Fans of the University of Florida football team demonstrated how well they traveled when they visited A&M over the weekend. Bill Oliver has that story.
A caller to the postgame show on partner station Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, who says he has not missed a Florida game at home or away in 25 years, gave two thumbs up to the Aggies.
You guys did a great job. What it is you guys make noise throughout the game, which is really impressive. I'm very impressed with your traditions.
Tailgaters in Spence Park included divided families. Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida where he met his wife in addition to getting his MBA. So who's better at tailgating, Eddie or his father-in-law, John McCallum of Stuart, Florida?
You know, I'm trying. They're not as smart as us, but they've got a lot of heart, and they really do try.
He also lies, too. He learned everything he knows from us.
John's grandchildren were also split in their dress, Logan in the maroon and white, Lily in Florida's blue and orange.
I'm the Aggie and a Gator fan.
She's an aggregator.
Family pictures online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the second consecutive year, fall enrollment at Texas A&M University has exceeded 50,000. President Bowen Lofton announced in his latest online weekly update the preliminary fall numbers nearly 51,000 on the flagship campus. It's an increase of 700 from last year's preliminary headcount. Lofton also says this fall's Corps of Cadets class is 2,300, an increase of 150. That brings the Corps to its largest group in 30 years. Lofton is the featured speaker at tomorrow's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon. Summer may be winding down on the calendar, but the recent hot and windy weather has meant a spike in water consumption. Jennifer Nations with College Station Utilities says they offer irrigation system checks.
They're not the easiest things to operate, and so we want to give that information to people and let them know, you know, give them some tips on how to tell how much water their landscape needs. We'll give them a written report, and if there's some problems with you know, one zone isn't coming on at all, or, you know, one zone, everything works fine, but this one zone, the heads only pop up like halfway. If we see things like that, then we'll refer them to a licensed irrigator. So it's not meant to replace the services of a licensed irrigator, just give them a little bit more information.
Nations also says they can check daily water usage as another tool to help determine if there's a leak in an irrigation system. Twice in one day, Bryan police recently received reports of stolen purses.
One purse was taken off a shopping cart and eventually later returned to the police department, minus all the cash value inside of the purse. And another one still hasn't been returned right now, but has been assigned to a detective who's working that case.
Officer John Agnew says in addition to keeping a close eye on your bags and purses, write down credit and debit card numbers and customer service phone numbers and keep that information in a safe place. The Board of Directors of the Texas Association of Broadcasters has selected a new president following the death recently of longtime leader Ann Arnold. Bryan Broadcasting's Mary Mike Hatcher, who is this year's board chair, announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez.
He will continue to champion our local free radio and our local free television efforts to making sure that our communities are served, our listeners are served, and our voices are heard to our decision makers in the state and in the nation.
Rodriguez has been with the TAB for 18 years in various roles with the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. And the congressional recess ends today. Members of Congress like Kevin Brady of the Woodlands have been using the recess to visit with constituents.
Congressman Kevin Brady tells the Republican Women's Luncheon in the Houston suburb of North Shore that since World War II, 10 presidents, including President Obama, have presided over recoveries from recessions.
Guess where this president ranks? Dead last. On jobs, on the economy, dead last.
Brady says if the recovery under the Obama administration had been average, 4 million more Americans would be working today. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:10 at 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
If you've driven across the great state of Texas lately, you've probably noticed that things are a little bit greener this year. We're starting to recover from the worst drought in our history, and that means lots of mowing, pushing, pulling, and lifting to do. So Mahindra Tractors is here to lend a hand with superior performance and value at a competitive price with a deal that's as tough as Texas on their full line of heavy-duty 18 to 83 horsepower tractors. After all, Mahindra Tractors are assembled right here in the Lone Star State. So head on over to J5 Tractors in Normandy and Navasota and take advantage of zero down, zero payments, and zero interest until 2013 during the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Plus, get up to $400 cash back on implements. But don't wait too long. The Red Tag Sale will be gone before you know it. Hurry into J5 Tractors for this toughest Texas deal and take advantage of rock-bottom prices and special financing on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Offer with approved credit. See dealer for details. Program restrictions may apply.
The Midtown Men are coming to town. Four stars from the original cast to Broadway's Jersey Boys live in concert. Don't miss this Jump to Your Beat concert performance, celebrating the hits of the 60s. From the original Jersey Boys, it's the Midtown Men.
Presented by MSC Opus, Thursday and Friday nights, September 20th and 21st in Rudder Auditorium. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Get your tickets now. Call 845-1234.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. It's going to remain in control of the weather. A little bit of patchy cloudiness out ahead of a frontal system up in Oklahoma. That patchy cloudiness could drift across the area, but generally it's not going to amount to much at all. Lots of sun today, 90 to 95. Tonight, mainly clear. Lows will be 60 to 65. Sun is back tomorrow. We're 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy near 70. Mixture of clouds and sun Wednesday. Chance of a storm, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor. And although our football team may have taken it on the chin, the Aggie volleyball team and soccer team are beating up on everyone. We'll have more for that, more of that. And also, we'll find out what they're looking for against SMU with Aggie football in sports.
Well, or you could be John L. Smith, who's the new quarterback, new head coach at Arkansas. If you remember, they had a coach, and then Bobby Petrino decided he wanted to take a motorcycle ride with somebody other than his wife.
Yep.
You know, that didn't go well.
Nope.
And, you know, they were in a tough spot because Petrino's won a lot of football games for them, and they come in, I don't know, ranked like in the top 10. And
they were eight.
Yeah, then they lose at home to the University of
Sister Mary School for Unwed Mothers.
That's the one, Louisiana.
Dang.
Yeah, Louisiana Monroe in overtime. So now, obviously, the Arkansas faithful not happy with him. So they're going, well, by golly, you better get on track next week. Oh, wait a minute. You're playing Alabama.
Oh,
that may not go well. So you think you're in a situation where you got to beat the number one team in the nation to even have the fans like you again. So, I don't know. That'll be that'll be fun.
I'm sorry, I don't have a sound clip for that.
Somewhere, somehow, I don't know, I just chanced upon it. I got an opportunity to see A&M's next home opponent as I watched powerful South Carolina State take on Bethune-Cookman.
Yep.
In a game that, I don't know, if they had 5,000 people there, I'd be surprised. So,
that would be a reach, yeah. I watched part of that game, too.
Did you? And so, I mean, if you want to, and again, Kyle Field is a loud environment. It's something that SEC teams do to a lot of folks. But I would think that South Carolina State probably hasn't been in that environment. They're a small school. We had to look them up when they came on the and by the way, this week, We didn't do this for Florida last week, and I apologize. Normally, we play the fight song of the opposing team whenever we have a home game. I don't know. We may do SMU, but we've heard SMUs before. But it took a great deal of effort last year.
Here you go.
Wow. She had that ready for us, didn't she?
No, I did not have to go find it.
No, but you found it. I mean, you got it. There it is. She'll be loaded with Peruna when she comes.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
No, that's it. That's it. That's what it's called. And so, anyway, we were able to find the South Carolina State fight song, and we'll play it next week. But, you know, it's in Orangeburg, South Carolina, which means you got to get on a bus to get to any place from there or get to there. And what was interesting, and I guess you probably heard that, one of the things you think of if you watch a lot of college football, it's just the crowd noise is just intense, you know.
Yes.
Just, and you know, if you watched any of the game on Saturday from here, I mean, just noise all the time. And I'm listening to these guys, and it was like a 2A high school game. You know,
crickets.
It was dead quiet. It was just dead quiet. And of course, you got to know from the broadcaster standpoint, it's a little tough to get pumped up if the crowd's not pumped up. But anyhow,
to give you some barometer, being down on the field, deafening.
Yeah.
I was like, there were times when the 12th man was getting at it, and it was uncomfortable.
Good. Yeah, you could feel it. That's the whole idea.
Did you feel it? Was your earring vibrating?
Everything was. I mean, it's just, when they say electric, it really and truly is, especially when you're down on the field.
Kind of fun. Always remember this now today in the society we live in. You may be getting recorded at any time.
Yes.
And maybe not even by the government. It could just be an individual.
But not if we call you. If we call you, we will tell you before
we record
you.
Of course we will. That's
you.
It, because it's the law.
Yeah.
We got to do that. But a woman is accusing the TSA of keeping her off a flight just because an agent did not like her attitude. Not because she was any kind of a security threat. It's just her attitude. And the way we know that is, that's right, she videoed her confrontation.
Really?
Yep. So a little hard to hear at the beginning, but you can hear the last thing that the TSA agent says is because of your attitude. But here we go. Runs about 20 seconds.
Do you think that you think you're making me better? So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. This is retaliatory for my attitude. This is not making the airwaves safer. It's retaliatory.
Pretty much sense, yes.
Is that legal? Yes, it is.
So it has to do with her attitude. I mean, that's what she said, and he said yes. She said in her story, I was not allowed to board the plane, even though I had already been through airport security, because I drank my water instead of letting the TSA test it. TSA agent finally admitted it wasn't because they thought she was a security threat. She said they did this because the TSA agent was mad at me.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can do that.
I smell a lawsuit.
Well, yeah, probably something like that. But it's the government.
I would lose my mind if someone did that.
Yeah. See, all this TSA stuff, and it just bothers me because the countries where things sometimes that are threatening come from is we do all these rules to ourselves, but really, I mean, are we really making a difference, or is it just to try to make us feel better is why they do all this stuff? Because I know personally, when I was traveling back to America from India, I accidentally brought like a liter water bottle. Nobody checked me. Nobody said anything. I was carrying it. When we walked through the checkpoint or whatever, the girl was asleep inside of the
perfect.
Like, leaving from
great.
India.
Wonderful.
And so, you know, if I could do that, then why would they be yelling at a woman in America, traveling in America, for not throwing away her water bottle and drinking it
right.
instead?
Drinking the water, which should prove that it's
a water bottle that looks so much like a big bomb, you know? I don't know.
That's the whole situation that she's protesting, and I don't know. Are there any of us who don't stand in line and go, isn't this for us?
I feel like it's just to try to make the ignorant masses feel secure, but really, I mean, what are you doing? You're just wasting hours of people's lives that can never get back.
Truth be told, it's really more dangerous if you're not at the airport. The FAA confirms that a piece of metal fell to the ground in Kent, Washington, in a neighborhood, and it was part of a Boeing 767's landing gear door.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So who worries about security when you could have a landing gear door fall in your backyard? Witnesses say the refrigerator-sized panel hit the ground, skidded about 30 feet before stopping in the street on Friday morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. No one in the neighborhood apparently at that time. Officials on the street at that time. Officials of the FAA took the door with them as part of the investigation. Bits of carbon fiber remain embedded in the pavement.
You think?
Yeah. Oops.
Can you imagine, because we get up so early to come to work, can you imagine driving down the street and going, what in the world is laying in the road?
What would that be? Yeah, well, I would think it would wake some folks up if it happened to hit on
clang.
The pavement. But so there you go. Don't worry about the airport security thing. All right, here we go. Facebook, really watching your every move online now. According to BusinessInsider.com, Facebook's latest toolbox for tracking what its users are doing, up to and including more than 200 trackers watching your internet activity. In addition to invading your privacy, tracking requests can consume large amounts of data as well, and transferring all that data takes time. Generally, the more tracking requests on a website, the slower the website.
Creepity,
so,
creep, creep.
There you go. One more reason why you want to be on Facebook and make sure everybody knows what you're doing.
How are they? Are they tracking them like through all the games and stuff?
I think just being on Facebook, and then where you go if you open up other windows. I'm not sure exactly how the technology works, but just letting you know.
Well, I know you're a big Farmville guy.
Oh, yeah. I am all over that. I'm so excited that Farmville 2
has
come out.
He's really disappointed,
so that people can spend real money for fake stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that before. Hey, no winner, by the way, in Friday night's drawing for the Mega Millions. That's right. So Tuesday, it's $120 million, and there was no winner Saturday night in the Powerball. So Powerball's at 110. So, I mean, we're not at, what was it, $250 million the last time we had a winner. But, hey, you know, you could make it on $72 million, right? That's the cash value.
When's the mania start?
When
do people just get nuts for this?
Well, I think when you get to 200 million, people start noticing that now. And,
okay.
We'll see. But once again, your chance at throwing another dollar away or two. About 175 million to one chance, so don't worry about that. And, you know, normally we see video of tornadoes that hit the Midwest, right?
Right.
And, you know, tornado alleys, we call it the middle of the United States. Well, two twisters touched down Saturday morning on the Rockaway Peninsula, I mean, in Brooklyn at Breezy Point. Yep.
New York.
That's not normal.
Now, damage was minimal, but obviously there were warnings for both Brooklyn and Queens. And, apparently, again, knocked some stuff
down. Hey, look, it's a twister.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Forget about it.
It knocked some stuff
down.
Get
out of the road, twister.
Yeah. They're yelling at the... Yeah.
You know that happened. You know it did.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, while we're talking about airlines a little bit, now, would you be happier up there in the sky if you get a chance to, use the Internet?
Having internet access, absolutely. Without question. Yeah.
When airfare search engine Fly.com asked U.S. American travelers if they wanted the ability to connect at 30,000 feet, 80% of them said, uh-huh. Significantly more than... Now, they talked to U.K. travelers and people in Europe, and the European version of Fly.com, 5% wanted it.
Really?
5%.
Well, maybe they sort of look at it as... Gosh, at least I'm in a plane. I have a break.
Well, it may well be. I'm not sure. They obviously view it in a different way. 65% think it's important that airlines offer Internet access on their flights. This is in the U.S. 36% would take advantage of the in-flight Internet access to find information and deals relating to their destination.
Oh, well, they're going to get $19.95 upgrade fees on that all
day
long.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. I think that's probably what, because after all, if they're going to charge you like a buck for a pillow, or something like that.
Yeah.
Then that's true. 26% said they would use the in-flight time to catch up on their emails, but almost half said they don't expect to pay extra to use their internet-connected devices.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it really won't. It really won't. Now they ask them, okay, so how much would you pay? About 25% of them said they'd pay no more than $5. Well, you know, that for a while, and then sooner or later. Sooner or later, you would, because, you know, then somebody next to you, you know, like your kiddo next to you, it for $5, for $10, it'd be worth it to just go, here, we're flying for 3 hours, take this and go do this.
If you're flying
no way.
Oh, yeah. If you're flying international and you're a parent, how much? Here's $20.
No, that is not how it works at all. You say, shut up, sit down, here's your crayons.
Yeah, right.
That's how it worked in my family.
Well, I understand, but you have to know that was years ago. Now... How many kids sit around?
Human nature has not changed, Scott.
But the ability to go ahead and just take this and hand it to your child and let them entertain themselves with something electronic has, because that ability wasn't there, even though you're young, was not there when you were.
Are we there yet?
That's what I'm saying.
Are we there yet?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Here's an electronic device. I mean, don't get me started on televisions in the back seats of cars right now, okay?
On a long trip, it's a salvation.
See,
I'm sorry.
I'm that guy. I'm going to
My children are going to hate me. I'm going to say, play with your cardboard box. We're not getting video games.
Boy, definitely. Cat the mom throwing a couple of cardboard boxes in the back seat.
Hey, cardboard boxes were good enough for me.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that. Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Hey, Cat. Yeah. Crayons probably won't work. The TSA will probably think they're bombs.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah,
but
either that or they'll chew on them.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Numbers are really nice. High temperature today about 92, and we'll have that probably all week long or maybe even a tad bit cooler. Low temperature tonight around 63, and then probably around 70 or a little cooler for the balance of the week. And there is a 20% chance of rain that comes into the forecast starting on Thursday. Right now, humidity 70%. Winds are calm, but it's nice out there at 67 degrees.
Going hunting? Interstate All Battery Center will keep you on target with batteries to power everything from deer feeders and scopes to four-wheelers and flashlights. Plus, get equipped with Ultramatic deer feeders and feeder parts. Power up in the great outdoors with generators and inverters, all available at Interstate All Battery Center. See why Interstate All Battery Center is where the ready get ready. The exact battery you need is at Interstate Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan. Call 775-4293. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, it's over. Democrats spent their convention talking about values, and if you believe what you saw, just about every Democrat ever elected was born into poverty and built their house themselves, while other kids had material possessions. These Democrats had nothing, but they learned values from their struggles. None had it harder than our President Barack Hussein Obama. He struggled with his own grandma, typical white woman. She crossed the street when she saw black guys, but grandma was also a victim passed over by her evil banker employers. Obama himself was so poor as a young lawyer that he picked up his date, Muchel, in a car so rusted that she could see the road moving past through the door. He wore shoes a half size too small. Obama, the Democrats were so poor because evil, profit-driven, robber baron capitalists had rigged the game. The Bain Capital guys got rich by taking riches from the poor. So now Obama needs four more years to really fix things. It's not his fault he couldn't fix it already. No president, not even the mighty Bill Clinton, could. He said so. Sure, 20-some-odd million Americans don't have jobs, but Democrats' values-based agenda will help. Get some government food stamps, some government cheese, disability checks, unemployment extension, free health care, free birth control pills, and a quarter tank of gas, because that's all you can afford, and then put a smile on your face. Democrat values, oh yeah, you too can have a good life on the take, at least until the money runs out, which is very soon.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they've saved hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter PROTECT in the referral box to check out for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan available in most states.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTW News Time is 7:31. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. In the works since 1995, a nearly $12 million expansion of Briarcrest Drive in Bryan begins this week.
So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook page.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan School District says it will, Let's try this one instead.
So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook.
Never mind. Sorry for the technical difficulty. Sandy Ferris with the Bryan School District says it will also make an impact on visitors to games at Merrill Green Stadium, as well as the community, when fiber optic lines are cut and relocated. In addition to widening the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway, the city is improving some intersections and relocating utility lines. Water consumption in College Station is down almost 30% from last year. Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says one reason is getting out of the drought, but another is the promotion of water conservation.
I think the conservation message is getting out there, and I just need more people to kind of evangelize, I guess, and, you know, go out there and share it with their neighbors and take advantage of the services that the city offers.
Nations says the decrease in consumption has not led to an increase in rates.
Last year isn't something that we would ever include in a revenue projection. We can look at historical usage, and we can look, and we've been tracking it for a while, like where, how many people are in each tier, and, you know, how much revenue comes in and how much revenue we need to bring in.
This year, average daily water consumption in College Station is 17 million gallons, down from 23 million a day last summer. Tailgating outside Kyle Field for the A&M home football opener lived up to its reputation as one of the best in the nation. Bill Oliver has that story.
In a sea of maroon and white at Spence Park were splashes of orange and blue that included a few tints with all those colors.
I graduated here, then went out to Florida to find a woman. And I brought back this one and her family. And we're excited about joining the SEC and excited we don't have to deal with Longhorns.
Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida where he got his MBA and met his wife, Marcy.
I've been an A&M fan per marriage for the past several years.
Willingly?
Mostly willingly. And now that we're playing the Gators, that's all down the toilet.
Marcy's parents, John and Mimi McCallum of Stuart, Florida, were on hand, along with Ed and Elaine Smith of College Station, and their grandchildren, Lily representing Florida, and Logan, the Aggies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One of the facts the president of Texas A&M University might bring up tomorrow when he addresses a Chamber of Commerce audience is another fall enrollment record. Bowen Lofton shared in his latest online update that the early fall headcount on the College Station campus is nearly 51,000. That's 700 more from last year when A&M broke the 50,000 plateau for the first time. Lofton also says the Corps of Cadets is the largest in 30 years at 2,300. That's an increase of 150 from last fall, and 330 more from 2 years ago. Bryan police receiving two reports in one day of stolen purses at large retail stores results in a reminder to protect your valuables.
Keep your items with you or on your arm or on your shoulder so those items don't walk away, because it can happen in seconds. I mean, you turn your head, put a bag in the cart, and there's so many people walking by, and next thing you know, your personal belongings are missing.
Officer John Agnew says one purse was returned to the store without money or credit cards, and the whereabouts of the other purse remains under investigation. And there's a new president of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. Mary Mike Hatcher of Bryan Broadcasting chairs the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. She announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez to succeed the late Ann Arnold.
It is comforting to know that under Ann Arnold's leadership and under her presidency, she was able to groom and mentor Oscar Rodriguez.
Arnold, who led the TAB for more than 20 years, recently died. Rodriguez has been with the association for 18 years in various roles. And BP is selling some deepwater Gulf of Mexico oil and gas properties to Texas-based Plains Exploration and Production for more than $5.5 billion. BP is selling off assets as it is still trying to pay for damages from the 2010 Gulf Coast oil spill. The companies say the properties were producing an estimated 59,500 barrels of oil per day as of the end of July. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 64 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999, or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
Here's David Schulte talking about installation.
Most roofing problems start with the installation. So many people are focused on product and what kind of warranty they get with the product, but they don't ask about the installation procedure, the installation techniques, the installer himself, the experience of the company, and how they can back that up. They kind of stop at product and don't look at the whole roofing experience as a package.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hey, folks, want to tell you that this Thursday, starting at 4:30, will be the grand opening of the suites at Aggieland Business Park. Chance for you to see what Jim Jett has done out there. Jim opened this up, about a year and a half ago, something like that. It's 120 acres. It's off FM 60, about a mile past Easterwood. You'll find dozens of lots available, and Jim will build to suit. You can have a look at what he has already built there, and you can see how he'll do the same thing for you. They'll have a Chamber of Commerce Deluxe ribbon cutting from 4:30 until 5:30, and then a chance for you to tour the GCON manufacturing facility. Basically, this is the birthplace of the biotech revolution in Aggieland. You can see the portable clean rooms that are at the heart of the vaccine manufacturing programs that are going on at the A&M Health Science Center, because that is literally just across a road from where the Health Science Center is. So if you're looking for something that is close to the biomedical corridor, it's right there, and they'll be glad to customize again for you. If you'd like to have some more information, you can go to aggielandbusinesspark.com/suites and find out all about what's going on with the ribbon cutting and the grand opening of the suites at Aggieland Business Park coming up this Thursday at 4:30. Stop out and see them on FM 60.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround? Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing? Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hey, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929-7752-WAY.
High pressure's in control of the weather. It stays in control of the weather the next couple of days. I think we're going to end up being mostly sunny today. I can see some patchy cloudiness that may drift across the area this morning. Highs today about 90 to 95. Tonight generally clear, 60 to 65 overnight. More sun tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night it's partly cloudy with lows around 70. Mixture of sun and clouds developing Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Kevin O'Connor. And coming up, looking in sports, Coach Sumlin on what they need to change against SMU. Aggie women's volleyball and soccer doing amazingly well, and the NFL kicked off their season this Sunday.
You know, just about any time we want to kick up a little fuss, Tom and Chase and I would talk about driving.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in.
Most everybody does that.
Yep.
Most everybody's got an opinion. Well, today we're going to talk about driving fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yay.
Talking about driving real fast.
Just how fast?
Well, Texas stands to receive $100 million from the private operators of a state toll road for raising the speed limit to 85 miles an hour.
Yeehaw!
A contractual payoff that is drawing more than a little bit of criticism. From consumer groups. See, the Texas Transportation Commission voted August the 30th to bump up the limit for this 40-mile stretch of road between Austin and San Antonio. Now, there's a toll road. It's toll road Texas 130, and it's about 90 miles, but 40 miles of that, you're going to be able to go 85 miles an hour legally.
Yes, sir.
I hope they'll give it a catchy name like Texobon.
Oh, very nice. Yes, a contract that the company signed with Texas back in 2007 will offer the state this one-time payment of $100 million for approving the 85-mile-an-hour speed limit. Now, had they approved the 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, they'd have only gotten a measly $67 million. But Texas, going for it all the time, say, hey, Another 5 miles an hour, we get 33 million more. Let's go.
Think of all the oil they'll use.
You know, and you mentioned the Autobahn, but in Germany, they average about 84 miles an hour on the Autobahn. And there are some roads in Texas where we've already got 80 mile an hour speed limits. And one other state, I'm not sure which one it is, has got them too. But obviously, there are some consumer groups are a little bit concerned because the faster the car goes when it's in an accident, the more chance of serious injury or it becoming a fatality accident.
How populated is that 40-mile area? Because I know when we drove to the Navajo Reservation, there were some I don't remember, that might have been 80 miles per hour, but it might have been 75. But there was, like, no cars. It was just desert. And nothing's going to jump in front of the car that you can't see for, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there's not an idiot behind the wheel who can't capably drive at 85.
That's the worry, because I've been on that toll road.
Yeah.
And there's nothing out there.
Right, and I think that might be the least of the worries.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sharing the road with an idiot that might be more dangerous. Hello?
It's Wyoming, Scott.
Wyoming, okay, thanks. Okay, so Texas and Wyoming have already got those posted speed limits at that. But there we go. We're going to 85 miles an hour again, and that's the toll portion. That's 130 if you go on the toll portion. If you're on the regular interstate, that won't be the case.
So at speed, because my math is absolutely horrible, you'd be on it for, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but probably right. Yeah, probably right. So we'll see how that works out for you. Okay, faced with slowing beverage market growth, Coca-Cola is thinking small, as in droplets. They're called Dasani Drops. They are tiny concentrated flavorettes that you add to your water to give it some zing.
Oh, so like Mio.
Yeah, okay, is that what that stuff's called?
Yeah, those little things you squeeze into your water bottle?
Yeah, something like that, or they have powder sometimes.
Crystal light.
Yeah, can you do 85 and sip your hot coffee and text at the same time?
That'd be awesome. And smoke. Smoke.
Man.
Don't forget that.
Oh, and have a map out. Yep. That's what my dad would do.
Sure. Just, there you go, got all that going. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this stuff, the zero-calorie drops, four flavors. Costs $4 for a bottle of 32 servings.
Holy cow. The Mio is like $2 or $3.
Yeah, okay.
What are the flavors?
Yeah. Kraft is the company. You're right. Mio released theirs in March of 11. You know, it doesn't say, but already had doubled sales in the first half of the year to $100 million. So since Kraft took the dive and it worked well, Coca-Cola decided they'll do that too.
What's wrong with just plain old water?
Well, after a while, you get tired of that, see?
After, you know, people have been living, human civilization has existed for...
Cat.
What?
Girl. I have four of them in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
Shush.
Yeah.
Stop picking on me!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
You gotta understand, people, we're U.S. Americans, okay? We deserve that, so
don't make me barf, Scott.
Okay.
It's gonna be hard to clean all the vomit out of the soundboard.
Hush now. Matter of fact, now of course we got Halloween coming up.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things that I don't know is a few years ago that Oreo started kind of changing things around. You know, Easter time they do yellow filling or whatever, or pink
The summer this year it was like a blue filling with little summer scenes on the chocolate biscuit portion.
Okay. Get ready to shudder. Get ready to shudder with Halloween coming up. Candy corn flavored Oreos.
Actually, that sounds exciting.
No, it doesn't. No,
as long as they don't color it, I like the flavor.
Really nasty.
Or those mallow creams.
The only thing that would make that worse is if it was like circus peanut flavored.
Oh, now that would be good too. You know how they invented Lucky Charms?
Okay.
He was eating circus peanuts in his Cheerios. That's how they.
Really?
He's like, we should make Lucky Charms.
Just remember, the candy corn you eat today was made in 1994.
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, that's not
true.
What?
Do you have any way to prove that? Do you have any way to prove that?
You can look at the expiration
date. Yeah, well, that's okay, but that doesn't mean when it was made. That's what I'm saying.
I know is I really missed candy corn when I was abroad.
It sits in a giant plant somewhere in a darkened warehouse for at least a decade before they roll it out.
It grows on candy corn stalks.
That's it, of course. Anyway, so it's going to be available apparently starting today. You can get them at Target stores. pick up a few bags for Halloween because it won't be available after Halloween.
I'm with you, Scott. When the big one goes, there'll be cockroaches and candy corn. That's all that's going to be left.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch laser therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you had the talk with your children? Yes, that talk, the one about the birds and the bees. Maybe you've put it off, feeling it's too uncomfortable. If so, I hope you'll face that discomfort head on before your child learns about sex from the world around them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When the time came for me to talk with my oldest son, Trent, about sex, I was pretty nervous. Sex can be difficult for two adults to talk about openly. With a child, it's an even more delicate conversation. Nevertheless, I was ready to push forward. And after explaining the sacredness of human sexuality, I carefully described in simple and age-appropriate terms the basic mechanics of sex. When I finished, Trent was awfully quiet. He finally looked up at me and said, "That's weird. That is really weird." I couldn't help but chuckle. Ah, the innocence of youth. But that's exactly what made his reaction such a beautiful moment. My son's introduction to this life-changing issue wasn't from kids at school, television, or lyrics in a song. It was from me, his father. Parents, I'm right there with you. Having the talk can be awkward for the child and for you. But I encourage you to take a deep breath and go for it. It very well could be one of the greatest gifts you can give to your child at the onset of their teen years. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
This is a man at the office water cooler after buying a new car.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it.
This is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord.
Man, this car is fantastic.
And this is that man at the office water cooler after buying a new Honda Accord during the massive clearance event happening right now.
I'm so good.
He's so good.
I'm so good.
He's so good.
Experience the joy of getting an incredible deal on the one and only Honda Accord. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing. This clearance event ends soon, so see your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor from Sports Radio, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ags ran out of time against the Florida Gators Saturday in the SEC opener. Ags had the halftime lead but ended up falling to Florida 20-17. Moving forward against old Southwest Conference foes SMU, Coach Sumlin said there are a few things they, of course, still need to work on.
The first thing that we have to fix is ourselves from a penalization standpoint and an execution standpoint. And then the other part of winning and closing out games become a little bit easier.
In other football action, the Texans had a romp in their season opener.
Hand off. Foster. Foster pushing his way to the goal line, and they give him the touchdown.
And Adrian Foster had two more touchdowns. Matt Schwab threw for a touchdown pass to Andre Johnson. And Houston's defense roughed up A&M rookie Ryan Tannehill and Miami in the Texans' 30-10 thrashing. Peyton Manning made a successful NFL return on the Sunday night game after being idle for a year because of a neck injury. leading the Denver Broncos past the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-19. Here's Peyton in his postgame press conference.
Well, it felt good to get the win. And like I said, I think, you know, I'm still feeling my way out. I still have some limitations. As you're feeling yourself out and feeling the team out, when you can get a win in that process, that's a nice thing.
RG3 brought his Heisman swagger to New Orleans and made the NFL debut look easy in the Big Easy with 320 yards passing and two touchdowns in their 40-32 victory over the Saints. That was Washington Redskins, by the way. 14th-ranked A&M Soccer stays on a roll, beating Central Michigan 2-0 yesterday. That's their third consecutive shutout and their fifth win in a row. Here's Coach G.
There's no easy pickings along the way, but it can be great experience for us all the way through.
Now the ladies gear up again to play LSU Friday in Baton Rouge at 7. The A&M women's volleyball team has also won quite a roll, winning the Delaware Invitational, beating Columbia. That's 7 in a row from them, and their second consecutive tournament win. Elisa Costmo was named MVP of the Invitational. Major League Baseball saw B.J. Upton homer three times yesterday, and the Rays blanked the Rangers 6-0. Matt Dominguez and Tyler Green each homered yesterday in the Astros' 5-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. In the U.S. Open, Serena Williams came from behind, 2 points from defeat, suddenly regained her composure to win the championship. That's, by the way, her 15th Grand Slam championship. The men's championship is tonight, and they will play in Flushing Meadow at 5 o'clock. At your sports, I'm Kevin O'Connor with Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
That's it?
That's it.
That's all you had? Listen, you didn't have the story about the female NFL official. I love this. We had an NFL official who was a female for the first time ever.
Oh, well, she had done pre-games. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, this is the first real game.
Oh, okay.
Real game. And it's amazing. I forget what the lady's name is. I probably got it here someplace. She had come from the Middle Eastern Athletic Conference or something like that. And the only time you could say here's the story. This is what I hate about it. The story they tell is the only time you could see her ponytail. That's what we're here to talk about?
That's the barometer.
That's what we're here to talk about is the only time you could see her ponytail. And again, she's got 16 years experience, but that was one story. Then the one picture of this woman calling the football game from yesterday that they decide that they want to show is her separating two players, thinking that, you know, it's a fight of some kind. Well, what it was is, in fact, the two players had played together in college, or they'd been teammates on another pro team. And so they were just kind of funning with one another, but she goes to separate them so that there won't be any problem. And that ends up being the one picture that they decide to show.
Of course.
Somehow, some way. And again, they don't say anything about her making tough calls or making good calls or anything like that. Her name is Shannon Easton. And
I saw her a couple times in preseason, and you know, the biggest compliment you can pay an official is if you don't notice them.
Yeah.
And less the ponytail, you wouldn't know.
Well, I just that's what they decided to say. She's worked games. We're using, by the way, I guess, replacement officials for the first time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. That's it. Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. She's 42 years old. And she did the Detroit St. Louis game. So, yeah, of all the things that we could have talked about having a replacement officials or having female officials, and we could see her ponytail, but not after the game started.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, Market President for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right. American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Reese. 10 years ago, I chose ComputerWorks as my computer support team. When our computers are down, ComputerWorks has always gone the extra mile to get my practice up and running again as quickly as possible. They are fantastic about solving problems and are very prompt. I even have my tech cell number. ComputerWorks staff is extremely courteous and knowledgeable, and their rates are very reasonable, especially on a service contract. I highly recommend ComputerWorks as your computer support team. For information, visit texascw.net or call 778-3380.
Thank you for voting Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet the best flooring retailer for the 8th year in a row. Now we've outgrown our name.
Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet is now Brazos Valley Floor and Design.
We still have a huge selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate, but now we offer so much more.
Brazos Valley Floor and Design is your destination for complete home design in Central Texas. Choose your flooring, lighting, and countertops all at one place.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, here are your genius criminals, your criminal teenagers decide this is what we'll do. 14-year-old Florida boy says,
oh no.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course he's from Florida. He says, okay, I'm going to shoplift some trading cards. You be in there with a pellet gun and a fake police badge and say that you caught me shoplifting.
Wait, was he 8 years old or 14?
No, 14. And then, I'm sorry, a 17-year-old. His friend is 17.
Oh, my, it gets worse and worse.
Oh, yeah, it does. He says, so what you do is then you pull out this pellet gun and this fake badge, and you go tell the store manager that you caught me shoplifting, and then we'll just leave the store. So that's exactly what happened, except, well, there were surveillance videos. It'd be nice at 63, and our low temperature will probably be right around 70 for the balance of the week, so that should be good. 20% chance of showers out there starting on Thursday, and right now 64. And the weather is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Goodbye, classroom. Hello, picket lines. Teachers go on strike in Chicago. So what will 400,000 students do?
I don't know. Try to play video games.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live outside of high school.
Support for union teachers from passing cars, trucks, and even an undercover Chicago police cruiser. Literacy teacher Katie Lira tells Fox News Radio she was hoping that it wouldn't come to this.
Because it is very damaging for both the children and the teachers and the parents, everyone involved. But you know what? We have to stand up for what is going to move our schools forward.
The options for some 400,000 Chicago public school students: go to a church, community center, library, or stay at home while teachers and the district bargain on teacher evaluations and job security. Dave?
Jennifer, after 3 months of being out-fundraised by Mitt Romney in a big way, President Obama surged ahead in August, collecting $114 million in Democratic campaign cash versus the Republicans' $111 million. Mitt Romney will fundraise today in Illinois after campaigning in Ohio. He's told NBC.
If President Obama is reelected, you're not going to see our unemployment picture change dramatically.
The president says his rivals are having trouble with math.
They need to stay after school.
Claiming their tax plan doesn't add up and will grow the deficit. A suicide bombing killed at least 15 in Afghanistan, where the U.S. is also giving up control of a key prison. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither has that in our Middle East Bureau Live.
Bagram prison houses more than 3,000 Taliban fighters and terror suspects. The Afghanis officially taking the reins in a ceremony earlier. But the U.S. isn't handing over all the responsibility, insisting they'll keep control of some prisoners. Afghans not happy, including President Hamid Karzai. Some critics say it will end up being Guantanamo's twin brother. The prison has faced abuse allegations in the past, Dave.
This is Fox News Radio.
fair and balanced.
Apply for the new ExxonMobil Smart Card and pave your road with savings. Subject to credit approval, ExxonMobil Smart Card holders can save 6 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Each billing cycle that you purchase 45 gallons, your savings kick in, and you'll automatically receive a 6 cents a gallon rebate for the first gallon up to 100 gallons. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more and more smart drivers are heading to Exxon and Mobil stations.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
You know, I mentioned earlier this morning I was watching a little bit of South Carolina State. I don't remember what time it came on. It was late, but I captured some of that so I could watch a little because the Aggies will be playing them in a couple of weeks. And I was able to do that because I've got this DVR from Suddenlink. Just takes a couple of button pushes, and you're able to capture something that's going to be on at a time that's not convenient for you. Or, you know, with the new season starting for television, it just takes a few clicks for you to be able to actually capture the entire series, the entire season, so that you can begin watching it when you want to. We've got a favorite show we watch, and we watched 2 episodes of it back-to-back last night. That's the convenience of having this DVR from Suddenlink, and it's part of a great deal that you can have right now because, as you may know, we've been talking about it for a while, Bryan College Station recently got an internet speed upgrade free of charge, and it increased speed about 50 to 100%. And so right now you can get the fastest internet connection in town for as low as $20 a month. But also there's that SL200 HD TV with the free HD when you bundle. That's there and available. So get those two. Of course, the NFL season just started. And so check into the NFL action that you can get from Suddenlink. You can get the NFL Network HD and the NFL Red Zone HD to give you the entire season, plus 24/7 NFL coverage right there at your fingertips. Suddenlink can give that to you too. And if the dish has failed you, as it has for so many people so many times, switch to Suddenlink today and you'll receive $300 in credits to help with those satellite cancellation fees. So lots of reasons for you to get in touch with them at Suddenlink at 1-800-915-1866, 1-800-915-1866. Or go to suddenlink.com for more information.
Howdy, I'm Roy Hickman, the president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The move to the SEC was a 100-year decision. Come hear Texas A&M President Dr. R. Bowen Lofton give a behind-the-scenes look at how the decision was made and what he expects the economic impact to be. Join us for lunch on Tuesday at 11:30 at the College Station Hilton. Tickets for our Economic Outlook briefing with Dr. Lofton are $25, with tables available for $250. The move to the SEC and what it means to your business. Call the Chamber of Commerce to reserve your seats for Tuesday's event.
WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The new week starts a year-long expansion of Briarcrest Drive in Bryan from the freeway to Kent Street. It's already made an impact on the Bryan School District.
We actually had a network and telephone outage there a couple of days ago when they were cutting a fiber optic line to relocate it. That may happen again. So what that does, it affects the not just Bryan High School, but there's a network path there, and it will affect a number of campuses, not only their internet access, but their telephone lines as well.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris notified before future relocation so they can give a heads up to the community. Nearly $12 million of improvements will be made to the heavily traveled street. Fans of the University of Florida football team demonstrated how well they traveled when they visited A&M over the weekend. Bill Oliver has that story.
A caller to the postgame show on partner station Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, who says he has not missed a Florida game at home or away in 25 years, gave two thumbs up to the Aggies.
You guys did a great job. What it is you guys make noise throughout the game, which is really impressive. I'm very impressed with your traditions.
Tailgaters in Spence Park included divided families. Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida where he met his wife in addition to getting his MBA. So who's better at tailgating, Eddie or his father-in-law, John McCallum of Stuart, Florida?
You know, I'm trying. They're not as smart as us, but they've got a lot of heart, and they really do try.
He also lies, too. He learned everything he knows from us.
John's grandchildren were also split in their dress, Logan in the maroon and white, Lily in Florida's blue and orange.
I'm an Aggie and a Gator fan.
She's an aggregator.
Family pictures online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second consecutive year, fall enrollment at Texas A&M University has exceeded 50,000. President Bowen Lofton announced in his latest online weekly update the preliminary fall number is nearly 51,000 on the flagship campus. It's an increase of 700 from last year's preliminary headcount. Lofton also says this fall's Corps of Cadets class is 2,300, which is an increase of 150. That brings the Corps to its largest group in 30 years. Dr. Lofton is the featured speaker at tomorrow's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Luncheon. Summer may be winding down on the calendar, but the recent hot and windy weather has meant a spike in water consumption. Jennifer Nations with College Station Utilities says they offer irrigation system checks.
They're not the easiest things to operate, and so we want to give that information to people and let them know, you know, give them some tips on how to tell how much water their landscape needs. We'll give them a written report, and if there's some problems with, you know, one zone isn't coming on at all, or, you know, one zone, everything works fine, but this one zone, the heads only pop up like halfway. If we see things like that, then we'll refer them to a licensed irrigator. So it's not meant to replace the services of a licensed irrigator, just give them a little bit more information.
Nations also says they can check daily water usage as another tool to help determine if there's a leak in an irrigation system. Twice in one day, Bryan police recently received reports of stolen purses.
One purse was taken off a shopping cart and eventually later returned to the police department, minus all the cash value inside of the purse. And another one still hasn't been returned right now, but has been assigned to a detective who's working that case.
Officer John Agnew says in addition to keeping a close eye on your bags and purses, write down credit and debit card numbers and customer service phone numbers and keep that information in a safe place. The Board of Directors of the Texas Association of Broadcasters has selected a new president following the recent death of longtime leader Ann Arnold. Bryan Broadcasting's Mary Mike Hatcher, who is this year's board chair, announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez.
He will continue to champion our local free radio and our local free television efforts to making sure that our communities are served, our listeners are served, and our voices are heard to our decision makers in the state and in the nation.
Rodriguez has been with the TAB for 18 years in various roles with the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. And elsewhere in Texas, an abandoned television discovered next to a downtown Waco apartment complex drew a full-scale response this weekend with the local bomb squad, spending hours checking it for explosives. Officials shut down nearby streets for more than 3 hours while heavily armored officers using robotic and X-ray technology to examine the box from different angles. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
Green Teams congratulates ANCO Insurance on their move to a new building at the intersection of Briarcrest and Villa Maria. Like many other businesses, ANCO uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
High pressure's in control of the weather. It stays in control of the weather the next couple of days. I think we're going to end up being mostly sunny today. I can see some patchy cloudiness that may drift across the area this morning. Highs today about 90 to 95. Tonight generally clear, 60 to 65 overnight. More sun tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy with lows around 70. Mixture of sun and clouds developing Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now we get these little stories, and I don't even know if I believe them or not, but we'll get
Did you find it on the internet?
Yeah.
Then it's true.
Of course.
Oh, gosh.
Next time a man, ladies, next time a man throws you an admiring glance, he's probably just heard the intelligent things that you were saying.
What?
Yeah, you see, many women will find it hard to believe. I believe she might be one of them.
Yes.
But new research.
Yeah, I didn't know men could listen.
Well.
No, I take it back.
Wow, you jerks!
Pardon me, what?
Cool. No, it's okay. No, we're keeping score because we may want to come back at you sometime. And that's one for you. All right. But new research suggests men increasingly value intellect and character in a partner over a shapely figure. And according to researchers, women now tend to be more interested in a man's looks than before and less preoccupied with their wealth, as they are able to depend on themselves financially.
Hmm.
So there you go. Surprising in both ways, I would say.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that men were going, yeah, let me walk by these two right here to go talk to this young lady who was talking about some quantum theory that I didn't quite understand completely, and now I do.
Yeah, see, my thought was always, if someone doesn't appreciate me for my character,
uh-huh,
I could, like, get in a car accident and be burned all over my whole body.
Okay.
And then, you know, if they only like how you look, then they're sunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, they're shallow. And it shocks you that men would be shallow? So go back to your original response. Oh, I didn't know men listened. I think that's probably just fine.
Well, judging by some of the head spins during the football game and everybody tailgating, we are extraordinarily shallow.
That's it. And
that's
Reno,
not true. Not all men are shallow.
No, that's true. There's a bunch of guys out there, and they fall into all sorts of categories. In Reno, Nevada, at the Lake Ridge Golf Course, golfer hit his ball through the window of a nearby home. Got to hate when that happens. But
through.
It was when the owner came out with the shotgun.
Oh, no.
The owner's been arrested on suspicion of shooting and wounding the golfer. Golfer was treated with minor injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Who shoots a golfer?
Well, apparently a guy there in Nevada. And again, if you're living, I have to assume he's living fairly close to a golf course.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be fair to say?
Wait for it.
Yeah, who knows? Was it like the 20th time his window's been busted out? That would make more
sense. It's possible, but the chances are he told the police he was going for a birdie.
Yeah, sure.
We'll be here all week. Shriners, try the
veal. Okay, thanks a lot. Thursday was day two of the jury deliberation in the Drew Peterson murder trial that you may have remembered. This is the former policeman from Chicago who was accused of murdering his third wife. Just before noon on Thursday, jurors sent the judge a note asking for the definition of, you ready, unanimous.
That means all of you.
Wait, between 12 of them, they didn't know the definition of
the judge
unanimous?
Told the attorneys in the same case, yes, to note that it was an indication the jurors apparently were struggling, but at the same time, unanimous? Hello?
Hey, that puts a new meaning to the shotgun start.
Thank you. That's very nice. All right. Thank you, sir. Hello?
Yeah, didn't you guys ever watch Caddyshack, the beginning? That's how Bill Murray's character got one on his mission. He was out there to kill golfers.
That was good.
It was. We have our own Caddyshack drops now. We don't need to get them from some stinking service somewhere. So now you said that you found something that was maybe interesting having to do with different Hollywood stars and starlets?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did. And the capper on this is what killed me.
No, the capper is that it's shallow. That's why we're doing it.
Oh,
back
no.
To what, we were
what is
talking
this,
about.
Like Shallow Monday?
Oh, it could be, yeah. Well, it's guys, so that happens.
From the website, ohnothedidn't.com. I'm not making that up. That's what it's called.
All right.
They have the bra sizes for the female celebrities.
Oh, we don't need to go through this. Let's just skip this story.
J-Lo's a 34B.
I don't think this is tasteful.
Well, and quite often it won't be, but I mean, it's not off color.
Well,
to you.
No, but the thing is, you have to understand, and it's really okay if you find something that you believe reaches a segment of the female audience that, and again, you don't have to be the champion of female causes or anything like that. But the idea is if there.
So how is announcing people's bra sizes a champion of men's causes?
It's not. What I'm saying is it answers questions that many men might have.
Hmm.
In other words, there is a universality to it. And so if there happens to be something that would be similar for women, women might want to know how tall these stars are, stars or something like that.
Oh, well, let's see. Clint Eastwood cleans the kitchen floor once a week and so-and-so washes dishes.
No, or that, but
I'm just making.
Sure, making stuff
trash up.
But if that happens, then you are certainly free to do that, too. So, I mean, we want to be equal opportunity.
I'm equal opportunity.
Sounds like
here.
You're hedging.
No.
I'm equal opportunity if you'll let me get to the end of the list.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I don't want to know a man's bra size. I don't want to know anybody's but mine. I'm sorry.
Kim Kardashian is a 36D.
Yeah.
I can go on and on. Rihanna's 34B. And there is a rapper. His name is Rick Ross.
Rick Ross?
Yes, Rick Ross.
Okay.
His is a 36ZZZ.
That's a guy?
Yeah. He's a healthy lad.
Wow. And he wears one.
He needs to. I don't think he does.
Oh, I got you. All right. Okay.
Maybe worth right. more. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home prices are rising again. The Wall Street Journal says price increases in the first half of the year provide the strongest evidence yet. The housing sector has hit bottom, but that does not mean a full-fledged recovery is underway. The increase in prices has more to do with a drop in the number of homes for sale than with a surge in demand. Can't figure out what to make for dinner? There's a new app designed to provide some inspiration. Goji offers ideas and recipes based on ingredients you have on hand. A star from the Harry Potter movies has been named by McAfee as the most dangerous celebrity to search for online. The computer security company says there is a 1 in 8 chance you'll land on a malicious site. If you enter Watson's name in a search engine, the site could download malware to your computer or try to steal information. The latest economic data from Washington increased worries about a slowdown in the global economy. The futures are a little lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X, x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hey, you know somebody who wishes they were still in Texas, or maybe they wishes they were a Texan? There are any number of situations where pride and Texas go together, and no matter what it is, Texas Trading Post can help you out right there. They'll be glad to help you show off your Texas pride or let others do that as well. Doesn't matter whether it's something kind of frivolous like a waffle iron shaped like the state of Texas, or maybe Texas cookbooks, or things that are really serious like Texas gifts and Texas home decor and high-end bedding and furniture. They have that for you at Texas Trading Post. It's actually the website txtraders.com where you go. This is the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor. It's right here in College Station. Lots of fun stuff, too, if you're looking for corporate gifts that you want to give out with a kind of a Texas feeling. They have that for you as well. And remember that they have T-shirts and cufflinks, with a Texas look to them. And they also have gifts that honor our military, our firefighters, and law enforcement as well. So for great Texas gifts to fit any budget, visit the online store that is Everything Texas. That is Texas Trading Post, voted best online store in the Brazos Valley. Go to txtraders.com, txtraders.com for Texas Trading Post. Wait a minute. I know Dave South's there somewhere.
The Aggie Report is next.
Last, but last.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, Coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie football team getting ready for SMU in Dallas this weekend. We'll broadcast that game on the Aggie Radio Network. Meanwhile, on the network tonight, the Kevin Sumlin Show, live from Wings and More on University Drive in College Station. 7 to 8 is airtime, and we have a toll-free number that we give you during the course of the program. Last week on the show, the coach talked about the team and the players handling adversity.
Handling adversity is a major issue for any team. How you handle adversity is something that we try to, you know, we stress our players out in practice, and but we do that to try to make it game-like, you know, through the music, through the yelling and screaming, I mean, just the whole chaotic atmosphere, because games are like that. Games aren't played in a sterile atmosphere, and game pressure is completely different than practice. The intensity level, the pace, and the consequence of your mistake, or no matter how bad it was, the next play's coming. Don't dwell on what just happened. Dwell on what's coming up.
Kevin Sumlin Show tonight at 7 on the Aggie Radio Network. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Football Report.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Male peacocks are known for their gaudy displays to attract females. But now, scientists from the University of Manitoba report that peacocks also advertise themselves with sounds that fall below the range of human hearing. Animal behaviorist Angela Freeman says the sounds, produced in part by feather vibrations, also capture the attention of rival males.
When we played back the displays and the infrasound ranges, we found that males would call and become alert and often run around in response to these infrasonic signals.
She says other animals, such as elephants, giraffes, and whales, also use infrasound to communicate, but that those signals have sometimes been overlooked because we can't hear them.
People have started to notice that a lot of animals actually communicate in infrasound, and it's important that we don't just focus on the things that are obvious to us.
I'm Bob Hershon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Driver in Ontario, Canada, apparently got off easy after running over a woman in a Walmart parking lot.
Oh, gosh.
Twice.
What?
Twice. 65-year-old Frank Reynolds was fined $3,000 and had his license suspended for a year. Reynolds was found guilty of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, causing bodily harm. He told the court he had no idea that he had hit Joan Charette with his Chevy Tahoe. Instead, he thought that jolt that he felt was him running over a chunk of ice. Reynolds.
So did he run over her forwards and backwards?
Well, he said he didn't realize that Joan was underneath his SUV as he continued his left turn in front of the store. They say that she was dragged about 65 feet across the asphalt before throwing it into reverse and hitting her again.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, 4 broken teeth, still in pain. Yeah, there'll probably be a lawsuit over that.
Yeah.
Okay, so smelling like roses. I mean, gosh, hasn't that always been so pleasant? Apparently overrated, according to Archer Air Fresheners. The current brand is offering 3 cents of manly air fresheners.
Oh, yeah?
That ensure your house will never smell, their words, femininity.
Wait, so is it going to smell like
femininity?
Femininity.
Let's see. Let me guess. Is there gym room?
Oh, very nice.
Dirty laundry.
Oh, nice. I like that.
We don't need a candle for that.
Yeah. Now, the scents will be Hunting Lodge.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Which smells like Hearthstone, gunpowder, and damp timber.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Better than having a damp dog.
Better than, or, I mean, I've heard of the manliest smell. I've heard of like a candle that was leather scented. But
yeah, well, if there was a whole scent called English leather, which was really pretty nasty. But
no, no, it wasn't. It was like actual. It smelled like a smell. I can't even think today.
Okay, well, that's all right.
It smelled like a saddle.
Yeah, well, okay, that'd be leather, wouldn't it? In most cases, distillery, which smells like charred oak, sour mash, and enough bourbon to kill an elephant. And finally, European sports car, which smells like your worn leather.
Cool.
There you go.
European leather.
Excessive horsepower and a hint of aftershave.
So what exactly does horsepower smell
like? I'm not sure. Maybe exhaust. Is that it? But that way, you don't have to. And again, femininity, maybe. Maybe that's what they mean. It smells like femininity again, because I think it had an extra I in it. But there you are.
The only thing that's missing is like sawdust.
Oh, yeah, that would be a manly smell.
Sawdust and bacon.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a winter scotch.
Yeah, well, just the
or
bacon would be
fine. Or
sports
bar, have like peanut and beer and hamburgers and stuff.
Oh, the smell of beer and grease. That would be perfect. Man, and chopped up old onions.
I'll tell you what, actually, I kind of like the smell of machine shops. I really do.
You know what that is? That's ozone. No. That is. That's truth.
Is it destroyed ozone?
When you run a machine, ozone is the smell that comes out.
Well, I'm talking about like gasoline and all those smells combined
that kind of
with
stuff.
It.
That and sawed wood, a little bit of sawed wood. Sure. All right. Japanese have something new. If I don't know, if your dog doesn't have everything, now they can. It's a duck bill. A duck bill. That's right. It's an apparent plastic mold of a duck bill.
Wait, is this to wear or is this to eat?
No, it's for to put on their mouth.
Can't you just do that with a couple Pringles?
Well, you could do that, but the dog would eat the Pringles. See, these are kind of plastic.
True.
Then they have this thick band to wrap around the dog's head, which you know the dog will love. The dog would love to have a big rubber band on the back of its head.
Is there a big market for duck costumes for dogs
in
Japan?
Well, it's just a duck bill. It's not an entire costume, number one. And number two, I think it's new on the market, so we may have to check with them soon and see.
I mean, is there like a cartoon named like Duck Dog or something?
No,
or?
I don't think so. They're guessing that the Japanese translation is that it might be a way to prevent your dog from biting anyone. It's not a muzzle, and so it keeps them from biting them, and they can still open their mouth. Anyway, it costs $20. We'll see how that works, but it's a good point. We'll check with them in 6 months and see if they're still in business.
They'll be importing that to Taylor and to Oregon.
The ducks, okay,
the
and the
ducks
Taylor
and
ducks
the
and the Oregon ducks.
Ducks.
That'd work.
So you hear that interest rates are at an all-time low. Great news, because they are. They have never been lower. Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I do mortgages. Call me and find out how much money you can save by refinancing your home now. Rates are in the threes now for both 30- and 15-year notes with good credit, but the real money is saved in interest over time. Call me at 979-220-3018 or email me at debbie@debbiedavisshow.com. Ask about the radio show special. You'll be glad you did. 979-220-3018.
WTAW News Time is 829. It is 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. In the works since 1995, a nearly $12 million expansion of Briarcrest Drive in Bryan begins this week.
So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook page.
Sandy Ferris with the Bryan School District says it will also make an impact on visitors to games at Merrill Green Stadium as well as the community when fiber optic lines are cut and relocated.
So when that happens, I immediately post something on the district website. I send something out on Twitter, put it on our Facebook page.
In addition to widening the Briarcrest Bridge over the freeway, the city is improving some intersections and relocating utility lines. Water consumption in College Station is down almost 30% from last year. Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says one reason is getting out of the drought, but another is the promotion of water conservation.
I think the conservation message is getting out there, and I just need more people to kind of evangelize, I guess, and go out there and share it with their neighbors and take advantage of the services that the city offers.
The nation says the decrease in consumption has not led to an increase in rates.
Last year isn't something that we would ever include in a revenue projection. We can look at historical usage, and we can look, and we've been tracking it for a while, like where, how many people are in each tier, and you know how much revenue comes in, and how much revenue we need to bring in.
This year, average daily water consumption in College Station is 17 million gallons, down from 23 million a day last summer. Tailgating outside Cal Field for the A&M home football opener lived up to its reputation as one of the best in the nation. Bill Oliver has that story.
In a sea of maroon and white at Spence Park were splashes of orange and blue that included a few tints with all those colors.
I graduated here, then went out to Florida to find a woman. And I brought back this one and her family. And we're excited about joining the SEC and excited we don't have to deal with Longhorns.
Eddie Smith, class of 97, went on to Florida where he got his MBA and met his wife, Marcy.
I've been an A&M fan per marriage for the past several years.
Willingly?
Mostly willingly. And now that we're playing the Gators, that's all down the toilet.
Marcy's parents, John and Mimi McCallum of Stuart, Florida, were on hand, along with Ed and Elaine Smith of College Station, and their grandchildren, Lily representing Florida, and Logan, the Aggies. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
One of the facts the president of Texas A&M University might bring up tomorrow when he addresses a Chamber of Commerce audience is another fall enrollment record. Bowen Lofton shared in his latest online update that the early fall headcount on the College Station campus is nearly 51,000. That's 700 more from last year when A&M broke the 50,000 plateau for the first time. Lofton also says the Corps of Cadets is the largest in 30 years at 2,300. That's an increase of 150 from last fall and 330 more from 2 years ago. Bryan police receiving two reports in one day of stolen purses at large retail stores results in a reminder to protect your valuables.
Keep your items with you or on your arm or on your shoulder so those items don't walk away, because it can happen in seconds. I mean, you turn your head, put a bag in the cart, and there's so many people walking by, and next thing you know, your personal belongings are missing.
Officer John Agnew says one purse was returned to the store without money or credit cards in it, and the whereabouts of the other purse remains under investigation. There's a new president of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. Mary Mike Catcher of Bryan Broadcasting chairs the statewide organization representing radio and television stations. She announced the promotion of Oscar Rodriguez to succeed the late Ann Arnold.
It is comforting to know that under Ann Arnold's leadership and under her presidency, she was able to groom and mentor Oscar Rodriguez.
Arnold, who led the TAB for more than 20 years, recently died. Rodriguez has been with the association for 18 years in various roles. And one person is dead following a house fire near the North Texas town of Electra. Wichita County Sheriff David Duke tells the Wichita Fall Times Record News that the home was engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived on the scene yesterday afternoon. Deputies found a body inside that was burned beyond recognition. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 70 degrees. We'll have more news at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hi, I'm Craig Newland with Above and Beyond Lawn Care, and I've been doing business with Mike Vivaldi for 9 years now because he treats us right every time and gives us a great deal.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Hey, just got my truck back from Classic Collision and Restoration. Nope, wasn't an accident. Needed to get work done on the inside. Wanted to get some work done on the upholstery inside, and they do that now at Classic Collision and Restoration. Thomas Upholstery, which is behind the main building there for Classic. They'll do that for you. I needed to get work done on one of the seats and the armrest. But, you know, if you are thinking about changing to leather seats, for instance, in your vehicle, whether it's your van. I mean, it could be a customized van that you got something going on in, or it could be just your regular daily driver. If you want to change to that, that's great. Also, if you want to get a new headliner installed or you want to get new carpet installed, they can do that for you. And also convertible tops, classic handles, that as well. And again, we generally are talking vehicles, but the same thing is available if you want to do that in a boat or in an RV. Custom upholstery work can be done right there for you at Thomas Upholstery, right behind Classic Collision Restoration. Of course, when it comes to body work on your vehicle, Classic Collision Restoration, top notch. They do work that nobody else in town can do, and they'll match it up and make sure that it looks great. So contact Doug at 779-8399. And again, if you're in an accident, same story, of course. They'll take care of that work. Restoration is not all they do. They do everyday repairs as well, help you through all the insurance and renting the car and getting you to where you need to be so that your world can get back to normal as fast as possible. Again, give them a call at 779-8399. They're on Highway 21 West. It's Classic Collision and Restoration. Let's do some weather. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Valley Recycling, which, by the way, they will have free compost. You can get a free pickup truckload of finest premium compost at great giveaway prices. It's at a giveaway. It's on Friday and Saturday, September 14th and 15th, starting at 8 in the morning. But it will benefit the local food bank, so come by and get your compost. It's from Brazos Valley Recycling. Go to BrazosValleyRecycling.com for more information. High today, about 91 or 92. Going to continue to have that all week long, as a matter of fact. Low temperature tonight will be very nice at about 63. Not quite so cool for the balance of the week, but still around 72 or 73. We have a 20% chance of rain in the forecast starting on Thursday. So there you are. What's the temp now? I don't have the temp in front of me. It's like, I don't know, 60.
Hang on. I'll check on
my phone. You got it right there? I'll get it right there.
I'll get it for you. Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Oh, boy.
It's 68 degrees.
Oh, there. Okay.
The internet says it's 68. My station thing says it's 71. I don't know.
It's close. It's somewhere in between. How's that? All right, if you got dandruff, here you go. Get an aloe plant. You know the aloe plant?
Are you talking about an aloe?
Yeah, well, I call it aloe. I know a lot of people call it aloe. And a bandana. Aloe vera is very effective at combating that pesky dandruff without expensive shampoos. That's right. The treatment can be a little sticky, though. Here's what you do. Before you go to bed, you cut off the lowest leaf of your plant, okay? Then you work the gel out of the leaf and spread it on your hair and work it into your scalp, and then you cover your head with a bandana and hit the sack.
That stuff is gooey.
Uh-huh. Next morning, do not shampoo. Perfect. That'll look like you just came out of an oil storm.
Yes.
That'll be wonderful.
Recipe for getting no friends.
That's as if, as if you've gotten a rasher of raw bacon and rubbed it on your head.
Yeah.
That'll look really nice.
Only you would smell more appealing.
That's probably true. Once your hair is wet, work the junk gel into your scalp and the hair into a lather, and then you rinse. Oh, okay, you do wash it out. You just don't use shampoo. Repeat the treatment for 5 days using a mild shampoo, and you'll have shinier, more manageable hair.
I would be happy for any hair.
And you'll be able to wear a black shirt again. So there.
That's what it's all about, really.
That's it, little tips. All right, Google, I don't know if you've heard of it or not. It's a pretty interesting thing. It's a search engine kind of a deal. Google, great source for information at your fingertips. Here are some Google shortcuts for you today.
Oh, cool.
What movies are playing? Type in the word movie and your zip code, and they will give you a list of everything that's playing in the area.
You know, there's an app for that.
Oh, well, I know, but if you just happen to be there's probably an app for all of these, yeah. Is your team winning? Enter your favorite sports team's name and recent scores, reports, records, standings. They'll all pop up right there. If you want to know the weather, which we were just talking about, type in weather in the zip code. 5-day forecast shows up. Want to know the square root of, let's say 69?
No.
Okay, well, you enter the phrase, but that's what you do. You enter the phrase, square root of 69, hit the bar, and really it's a pretty sophisticated calculator that Google has right there, so you can do that. What does a word mean? You don't have to go to the dictionary. You just type in, what does such and such mean? You don't have to type the word define.
Oh, I've done that.
Because if you define, then they'll be defining define. But just, what's the word? And how do you say something in Spanish? Google can translate it in large chunks, as a matter of fact.
According to this, the square root of 69 is 8.306623.
And we all knew that, right? Yeah. And then this is the one I love, is Need directions? Enter your current address to the desired address. And it will give you directions. Not always accurately.
No.
Not always the fastest
mm-hmm.
way. But it will get you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun to do that, especially if you know how to get there. The other day, Kat was looking to try to get someplace on campus, and I went in there and did that. And it's just crazy, you know.
That was really sweet.
They route you through Navasota?
No, but, you know, it ends up going north for three blocks and turn around, you do a U-turn, and then you take a right, and then you go back up a left. It was like the scenic tour.
They wanted you to see the campus.
I guess that's it, whatever it happens to be. But yeah,
A&M paid Google.
I said, don't always believe that search thing about, you know, get from here to there.
That's not true. It's on the internet. It's always true.
Sure. You've heard about Stradivarius mm-hmm. Violins and how they are supposed to be the best.
Anyone right? who's seen the Three Stooges knows what a Stradivarius is.
You know, you're talking about the new movie?
Talking about the old episode when they're in court and he goes, "My Stradivarius, my beautiful Stradivarius."
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
I missed that one, too.
It's a good one.
Okay. But for years they've tried to figure out what is it that causes these fatals that were made by Antonio Stradivari to be better than any other. And apparently it is some sort of a specific biological reaction in the wood used to construct them during the 17th and 18th centuries.
Really?
That's what they're saying. The study reveals that, in fact, fungus might have been the trick in making these new violins that sound identical to a Stradivarius now. Professor Francis Schwerz discovered a way to use a fungus treatment on two of the most common kinds of wood used for violin making. That would be sycamore and Norway spruce. The biological structure of the wood must be ideal for a violin to sound great as a Stradivarius, because that's the benchmark. And apparently they use this fungus, and they treat the wood, and it causes them to sound that good. That's what they're saying.
That's really fascinating.
So your $199 violin will sound like $1 million violin?
We all have a buck, and don't we all have a $199?
Just laying around.
Right. He said the fungal process recreates the same treatment effect that the long winters and cool summers had on the wood that Stradivari used for his famous violins. The researchers have tried for years to figure out how or why the wood used was so amazing in its structure. So what he did is he got his little fungaloid there and put it on this wood and put it up against a strad, that's what they call them, you know. No, the people in the biz. Hey, got you strayed, huh?
Well, you sound like Yitzhak Perlman.
Yeah, in a blind taste test. Excuse me, a blind sound test. How's that taste? Tastes just
like
a
resin.
Yeah, exactly. They said the panel of judges in the audience thought that the fungus violin was actually the Strad. So there you go. And now playing his fungus violin.
Yeah. It just doesn't sound as charming.
Once again, is that a Stradivarius? No, it's a fungus. That won't work as well either. So, anyway.
What do you play, the Fungivarius?
Yeah, I do. See how that works out for us. All right. The next time you bite into your deep-fried Mars bar, you should know the Mars Candy Company does not endorse that unhealthy lifestyle story. So the candy itself is just fine.
Sure.
It's because you have deep fried it that it suddenly is unhealthy. They're saying. Okay. Anyway, what's happened is Mars actually wrote to a Scottish pub that says that it was the first to fry the candy bar. And in order to make it officially known that Mars does not authorize the fried version, what the heck, they sent them a letter.
Was it a C&D?
Well, they were just saying that we just don't approve of you doing this. They can't, I mean, I guess you can't really block them from doing it. They don't put it back in the wrapper and hand it to you.
Yeah, but the fact is, if you send it to their, you know, if it was a certain kind of establishment, the right kind of establishment, they go, look what Mars sent us, and frame it and put it on the wall.
Well, and here's the thing that's so bizarre is actually in this letter from the Mars Candy Company, you know, that has chocolate.
Did they at least say thank you for
nougat.
Choosing our product?
Well, that would have been good, but no, actually, it gets hilarious because they say doing this to their candy bar goes against the company's, quote, commitment to promoting healthy, active lifestyles.
Oh, that is a little ironic.
I'm sorry. What, everybody is running a marathon as they eat their Three Musketeers? Is that what you're saying to us?
Yes.
You only sit down and become a tub of goo when you eat one and it's deep fried? So their commitment to a healthy lifestyle from the Mars Candy Company says that they are not in favor of you deep frying their candy bar.
Barbecue, check. Live music, check. Karaoke contest, check. Good times had by all? You know it. It's the Bubba Can Cook Barbecue Cook-Off and Music Fest this Friday and Saturday, September 14th and 15th at the Grimes County Expo Center in Navasota. Join me, Candy 95's Katie Dempsey, and attend as a team or a visitor to enjoy all the fun. All proceeds go to support the youth and senior programs of Grimes County. That's live music, a karaoke contest, a Bubba look-alike contest, and a sanctioned barbecue cook-off. All at the Bubba Can Cook Barbecue Cook-Off and Music Fest this Friday and Saturday. Visit Friends of Grimes County.com to learn more.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So hurry into the first ever BMW certified pre-owned sales event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer certified pre-owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Just because you've spent a portion of your life in Grimes County, I don't expect you to necessarily know the answer to this, but we did that Friends of Grimes County commercial just a moment ago where Katie's going to be down broadcasting, and they have a Bubba look-alike contest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what Bubba looks like.
Well,
he was one of our presidents.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you what, it's generally a... the portly you are, the more
portly,
successful you will be.
And looking like Bubba?
In the Bubba contest. Okay. And that's what my impression has been.
Okay, see, and that's what I mean. I just didn't know if we had a model to go by. And after all, if that's the case, I would think that the portly should be unhappy about that. I mean, to be called a Bubba might be some sort of a derogatory term.
Oh, no, it's only someone who wants to be Bubba.
Oh, okay.
So people sign up for this contest.
They're not forcibly entered
into the contest. No, people don't go around with the camera and go, well, that looks like a fatty. Let's take their picture.
Oh, okay. All
no.
Right. Okay.
It's like the people of Walmart.
It's like guys who have stubble and are proud of their figure
can enter
the Bubba contest.
Kat, have you seen people of Walmart?
I've heard of it.
Okay. That's a good way to kill an afternoon.
Yes, it is.
You just do that. Yeah, okay. So the Black Death might have killed off a third of Europe's population in the 14th century, but it couldn't kill off a 7-year-old from Colorado. Sierra Jane Downing had come back from a camping trip near Colorado Springs when she woke up with a fever. By 9 o'clock that night, her fever was up to 107.
Wow.
She was throwing up. And her dad brought her, when he was taking her to bed, she had a seizure. She was promptly airlifted to a Rocky Mountain Hospital in Denver, the Children's Hospital there. It was there that Dr. Jennifer Snow diagnosed this as, in fact, a bubonic plague.
How do they know that?
Well, it's in all the books.
Doctors had a hard enough time when I came back from an unnamed country and was sick for several months afterwards. They didn't know what was wrong with me.
Well, in this case, I guess the plague was easy enough to find, but of course that is what they called the Black Death, generally transmitted to people through bites of infected fleas.
From rats.
Did she have buboes and stuff in her armpits?
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
Gosh.
And it doesn't say, and they don't have pictures, thank goodness. Doctors believed she contracted the disease after putting her sweatshirt down near a dead squirrel and then putting it around her waist. So that's really pretty incidental contact right there. But again, I guess if a little flea had jumped from there to there. So there you are. It's the plague alive and in Colorado. So if you want to keep the drug police off your property, don't sow your lawn with birdseed. 74-year-old German farmer did that, had some bird food that contained hemp seed. The result, 10-foot-high marijuana crop.
Oh, poor old guy.
Man. Police say the man explained that he wanted to grow sunflowers, but he, you know, didn't have any sunflower seeds. Instead, he scattered this half sack of old bird seed that he had in his house. And obviously, he's 74 years old. They looked at him and went, all right, fine. Yeah.
That's kind of sad, but that's really funny.
It was a 3,000-square-foot field. I mean, we're talking pretty serious right there.
That happens in Nebraska all the time, and they call it ditch weed.
Oh, well, it's marijuana, and they call it ditch weed?
Yeah, because some of the farmers used to, like, cut out a hole in the middle of a cornfield and supplement their crops, as it were.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they can't eradicate it because it's basically a weed.
Sure.
And every now and then you'd be driving down the road, and right on the side of the road, there would be just as big as Dallas.
Well, we had a story a couple of weeks ago about that, that the drought had, in fact, had one upside, and that was they were able to find the marijuana farms now because those guys are going to take care of that.
Yep.
That's a real cash crop. So in the midst of all this brown, you'd be able to find some green right there, and lo and behold. So now, have you ever wondered what causes that little twitch in your eyelid?
Oh, I would love to know.
Well, there you go.
Is.
It's probably stress. That's one of the telltale symptoms of what it is to kind of get to know what your stress levels are. If you have dry mouth, it's common to load up on stimulants like coffee when we're stressed, which then leads to dehydration. Remember that. Also, cuts and bruises. When you're stressed out, the body releases endorphins, which lessen pain. Therefore, cuts and bruises may appear, and you don't even know where they came from.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. See, I always thought that had to do with when you're stressed, you're exhausted, and you run into stuff
well,
and don't
well
remember that.
That
you did.
That could happen.
I mean, nobody else does that?
No,
just you.
Well.
Run into stuff and forget that you did.
Yeah, well, you know, like stuff.
I mean, I try not to.
Bad.
Okay, I try not to, but it could well be.
Oh, never mind.
All right, itchy skin and rashes. A lot of common skin conditions like eczema can become worse under stress. That's why our skin often improves on vacation because we kind of de-stress a little bit.
I can tell you firsthand that is absolutely true.
Yeah, that'll work, huh? Cravings. When we're stressed out, we crave comfort foods and carbs because the body needs that extra boost of serotonin, which comes from those. Sore mouth, if you have a canker sores or cold sores or swollen mouth or whatever, your body is saying it needs a break from the overstimulation that it's currently experiencing. And, of course, tightness in the jaw, we all know that. You clench your teeth, you know, maybe you grind your teeth at night, that's bruxism. Your jaw feels tired and sore when you wake up because you're stressed out, and that's how you're kind of working it out right there. So a few of the things that make it really, really bad for you, that stress thing. All right, here you go. Quick. You want to send a photo to somebody?
Yes.
You want to send them a quick video?
Sure.
Here's the app. It's MailView. That's mail with the letter V and U. And you can get the app. It's out there. You don't have to worry about filling any information that you'd have to fill out if you were doing a YouTube swap or anything like that. No login actually required. You just got it, and you send it away.
No
just
kidding.
Send it away. All right, and in just a minute, we're going to talk, you know, the new TV season is starting up, so we'll talk about some TV shows. But in the meantime, just to show that they are different in different parts of the world, in China, they have, in Kulang, China, they have 7 centers for recycling toothpicks. People bring used toothpicks to recycle centers, and they're paid the equivalent of 35 cents a pound. Do you know how many toothpicks it takes for a pound?
That is a lot of toothpicks.
Well, again, I mean, I see people picking up aluminum cans on the side of the road, okay, so they can take them someplace. You're picking up toothpicks from I don't know where, and we know
and
that...
We don't know whose.
Right, and at least one place we know they've been is in somebody's mouth. But, yeah, there you go. 35 cents a pound in China.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. AeroFit has the best personal training staff, AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. CudaTel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because CudaTel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, CudaTel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit CudaTel.com for a free evaluation. That's CudaTel.com.
Hey, about Fort Hill, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We haven't talked to Ben in a while. We have. See if he's in his office.
You're going to willfully let him take over?
No, I'm not. No, he's going to be on the phone. I'm just, if he wants to come down to the control room, I'm going to tell him, no, he can't do that. So in the meantime.
Brian Broadcasting, this is Anna.
Hey, Anna, is Mr. Downs in?
And who is this?
This is Scott.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Anna doesn't know me.
She came about 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, she's kind of a brand newbie.
Say you're a big star here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
This is the office where it happens.
Oh yeah, it's Ben Downs, our general manager. We don't have time to play the intro. Just, I wanted to make sure that you were among the first to know.
Oh, that's happened too often already.
Yeah. Yes. Do you know the title of the new Star Trek film?
No.
No. See.
No. This is great news.
I know. That's what I thought you'd like to know. Sources say the second J.J. Abrams Star Trek film will be titled Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Oh, my.
It hits the theaters next May.
Well, that does sound a little dark.
Yeah, it does. That was very nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
Is it a Vietnam movie?
That's
what it made me
think.
No, I mean, Into the Darkness just sounds like.
When people tell me you guys will never replace Tom Turbyville,
yeah.
I say, no, we have.
Yeah, it's really.
What do you mean a Vietnam movie?
It just
that's Heart of Darkness.
No, that would be a 19th century anti-slavery war.
No, Heart of Darkness, though, was that was the precursor. That was the novel on which
Joseph Conrad.
Yeah, it was a novel on which Apocalypse Now was.
Yes.
Nice weather, huh?
Yeah, great. Okay.
Looks good outside. Farm paper says it's going to rain.
It was a very
pretty, okay,
pretty sunrise
right,
this morning.
It was a nice sunrise. All right, here we go. Here's some of the new TV shows out there that Robert Biano of USA Today says are going to be good. Nashville on ABC on Wednesdays at 9:00. Premieres October the 10th. It's supposedly not just about country music. It's supposed to be good. The New Normal on NBC Tuesdays at 8:30. Let's see. Oh no, excuse me. Yeah, but it premieres tonight at 9:00 from Glee's creator Ryan Murphy. I don't know who that is. Elementary. This is like a modern day Sherlock Holmes thing. Seen it promoted a lot on CBS.
Did you know that he never actually said Elementary, my dear Watson?
Yeah, that's what I
hear. All of his, all of the works.
I was talking to him the other day. He told me that. Vegas, which does look interesting. That'll be on CBS, and that'll premiere on August the 25th. Ben and Kate on Fox on September the 25th. And so those are some of the new shows that are out there. Let me see. On this date in history.
Histoire.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. The Swanson TV dinner, first one was sold.
Yay!
1953.
Bachelors rejoiced everywhere.
Yeah, aluminum, and, you know, we would eat those every once in a while as a special kind of a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody agreed in the family they tasted horrible, but, you know. Well, they did. I mean.
Except for the fried chicken.
Yeah, the fried chicken was okay.
That was the only good one.
It was all right. And then, of course, Banquet came out with them, and now they're in, pressed cardboard kind of things rather than aluminum. Gunsmoke premiered in 1955 on this.